We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I have diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, Terry. Get on out of here.
I've had diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody.
No, why would I do that?
I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got sweet boobs.
Uh-huh. Maybe you got off on the wrong foot because what were you doing in the produce section?
I was trying fruit on.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
I like the Alaskan pipeline.
I'm a millennial. I am 35. Which means I was born in 1983, which means I am right at the cutoff. Okay, so I am a millennial, but I am an elder. Elder millennial. Yes, gather around the Snapchat, children. I'll tell you the tale of the landline. When I was a young girl, I once sent a text message from a sidekick. I remember when Skechers were invented. They were ugly then, and they're ugly now. In high school, we danced to a band called Sugar Ray.
Don't structure your kids' life stuff. They want to play, let them play, man. Sometimes you got to make them play. And I don't believe in the play date, I'll tell you that.
It's a play date. She's on a play date.
We never had play dates. My dad would look at you and go, get out of the house.
And then he would lock the door.
You couldn't get back in even if you wanted to. I'm thirsty! Use the hose!
Taking a nap. I'll see you in a couple hours.
And you left for 8 hours. Nobody knew where you were. There was no supervision, right? Right? Just wandering around with a book of matches looking for to burn. Lock me out of the house. I'll get your attention, old man, if that's what you're looking for.
Show bouncing it back out to center, and here comes Zucker exploding down the left wing. Zucker cuts in, backhander, he scores! Zucker explodes down the left wing and cuts in front of the net, and on the backhander beats Luongo. It is 5-0. Jonas Brodin at his own blue line, left wing pass here, Paula Zucker. Zucker sails it, he scores! Zucker scores, and the hockey game is tied 3-3.
God dang time, right? 5 years, $27.5 million for our guy, Jason Zucker, who will join the show later.
Yeah.
About God dang time, Minnesota Wild.
Why took him so long?
That's badass.
Yeah, man. Good for them.
Straight cash.
Whew.
It's a nice little pay jump from $2 million a year to $5.5 million.
Yeah. I'd say that's pretty good.
How cool is it to be the kind of guy who, when everything's on the line, you perform above expectations even. Like, we knew it was a contract year. So what did Jason do? He went out and scored a whole ball full of goals.
Yeah, a ball full.
He did score a ball full.
Right?
Yes.
Good for them.
Yeah, man, good for them.
Now we're stuck with both of them.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Unless the Wild trade him immediately.
Well, I keep expecting eventually she'll move to some island somewhere.
That'd get boring, though, don't you think?
No. No.
No.
No, no.
You don't think living on an island would get boring?
You don't think Tom Hanks was having a blast?
Looked like he had fun to me. He had a good friend.
Well, I mean,
fishing
like,
every
all
day.
The coconuts he could eat. He was in hell. Like, he was in great shape.
Not like stranded. But if you had like a nice home.
Oh, like Mamma Mia. Oh,
you should probably play some ABBA.
I think you're damned right.
Yeah, great point.
Wait,
that's where they live?
Yeah, they live on it. Yeah.
So my sources say, and I have no basketball sources anymore, no football sources anymore, no baseball sources ever, but I have a couple of hockey sources.
Yeah.
My hockey sources tell me.
What are your hockey sources?
Sources tell me that the one thing that was hanging up this contract, Carly's spending habits.
Yeah.
That Jason kept asking for more money because she is going to make them go broke. If he only makes $3 million or $4 million or $5 million, they got up to $5.5 million, so he doesn't live check to check.
For now.
Ooh, see that girl.
For now.
Tommy Olsen should be here in a little bit.
He's dead.
Ben Lieber's going to be here at 7 o'clock.
I can't live without Tommy. Tommy and Rosie will be here today.
Rosie is back today. That'll be nice
that
as well.
That is correctly. Training camp has begun. I believe AJ will be in here, and he was down there yesterday.
Sounds like nothing to see, right?
Nothing
sounds like yesterday
here,
was a disaster.
Except for a very emotional Zimmer.
Zimmer and Spielman.
Oh,
yeah,
goodness sake.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Spielman yet, but
they both choked up.
I heard that.
Yeah. Spielman's probably tougher to listen to.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did they sing this in the movie?
In the first one they did. I think they did in the second one as well. I can't remember. I've been watching the first one. In little bits at a time because I can't take the emotion of it.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. He's going to get choked up. He's going to be like Spielman or Zimmer. Very similar. Right on cue, there he is. He's 7 feet tall.
Look at him. He's
192 pounds.
He's a dancing queen.
The fans, Tommy Olsen. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, guys.
You are a dancing queen.
Hey, how was this movie? It was pretty good.
I loved it. I cried really hard. That's not a joke. I cried really, really hard
Tommy,
during one part.
Tommy, you look like you got some sun, man. Where have you been?
Sure. I got a little bit.
Yeah, he sun's a little bit.
No, I was up at Gull Lake, man. Old days up there. It's the best.
Spending some time in the sun.
They have those.
What's that like?
It's great.
Yeah, I play a little bit. You
don't have skin cancer?
Hey, Charles.
Not yet.
How'd you do that?
Have you ever heard of those lily pad things?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Best ever.
Yeah. They got like this huge one.
Kids love them, man.
Yeah, we laid
kids go crazy.
Middle of Gull Lake, where you usually can't really float, but you're just floating right in the middle.
Right. Yeah. Adults use them to get drunk and to lay out on the water.
Yeah,
kids treat those things like a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, right. I know.
Where it's 15
course.
Kids and they're all trying to throw each other off and see who can be last man standing.
That's great. Have you ever been on one?
Sure.
Yeah, it's hard to stand up.
I'm not much of a drinker, but I did get third place in a Royal Rumble once.
Did you really? Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah, man.
Kid down the street kicked my ass. We got a science experiment to pull off with Tommy Olsen as well.
Yeah?
I got some I have some Diet Pepsi and Sierra Mist in the fridge here at the break room. Because at Big Ten Media Day, I guess somebody tweeted out that PJ Fleck admitted that in a pinch, when he didn't have ginger ale around, he concocted his own Diet Pepsi / Sierra Mist ginger ale that sounds mostly horrible, but I guess PJ loves it. He would call it probably
Elite.
Elite soda.
I'll drink a little bit.
So Tommy said he's willing to try it. I think we should all try it.
Yeah, we should try it.
Diet Pepsi and Sierra Mist, that doesn't sound that bad, but that doesn't sound like it would make ginger ale.
Not at all.
Yeah, that does not.
It sounds like you should just get off your lazy A and go get some ginger ale.
Right.
Is what it sounds like.
Right.
But hey, I'll try anything. You know,
You're PJ Fleck. Can't you just tell somebody to go get some ginger ale for you?
Right.
Boss some people around, man. You're the big man. You're in charge.
Yeah. Get on the, what are we talking about? The boat. Have somebody get on a boat.
Yeah, row it down to the ginger ale store.
Down to the ginger ale store, yes.
Yeah, how hard can that be to find?
There's got
to
be a ginger ale store at the Mall of America, right?
Yeah, and almost any bar will make it for you.
Ginger ale?
Yeah.
And Big Ten Media Day is always in Chicago, right?
Correct.
They have ginger ale in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, Chicago's great. They have everything.
That's the two things. The two things Chicago's known for: ginger ale and murder.
You know when you?
Come on, man.
Or the Cubs.
You know when he really needs his ginger ale?
No,
is when he eats difficult conversations for breakfast.
I eat difficult conversations for breakfast.
What a weird thing to
say. That's a weird thing to say, man. That's when you're rolling, and afterwards you're like, wait, I said what now?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's when the sentence ends and you ask the whoever's next to you, did I just black out? Yeah. Right? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a lot to talk to T.O. about today, but how is our good friend Jerry Kill? How's he doing?
Oh, he's great.
Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing awesome.
Does he look healthy and stuff?
Well, he actually was recently diagnosed with melanoma, so...
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, the guy can't catch a
what
break.
The hell is going on? What?
But, like, he doesn't seem run down anymore. He seems like he has a lot more energy. He's sleeping a lot more better. He's got his sleep schedule down. Good. So, like...
Where'd you run into him? Or
why he went there.
Yeah, so in Chicago, there was an epilepsy foundation for him. He started one up. So, all our old teammates, like Mitch and Matt Leidner, were down
nice.
There. So, it was
great
to see.
That's where you went.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
That was 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, it was awesome. Got to see everyone and eat a lot. And Jerry...
Relived your glory days with the Gophers.
Correct. It was great.
Eating a lot.
Uh-huh. But
Jerry was proud.
Yeah, so he has a fundraiser, so he's pretty much asking us to donate. Mm. And in his speech, it was really funny. He was like, yeah, open up the bar for all these guys from 6 to midnight. And he goes, I have all these good-looking women working for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm just going to have all these guys get their eyes batted at by these beautiful women. And we ended up all donating. Wait,
I'm sure.
Like, and then no, it's one of those where you look, and then the email comes on Monday. Hey, this is how much you donated. Here you go. And we all were like,
"Whoops!
Oh boy!" Like we donated way too much.
So Kill essentially recruited you yet again because he basically had campus hosts bat their eyes. Yeah. They're like, "Wow, this charity is pretty lit."
Yeah, and then we're drinking.
Stay here.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah,
isn't it unbelievable what chicks can make us do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh yeah,
chicks can make us buy couches.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Donate to charity. Go to Lowe's. Right.
Yeah. But chicks, it was fun though. Yeah, it was
good for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. Good to see everyone.
What is Mitch Leidner doing with his life outside of football?
Oh, he's all done with football. He officially said it, and now he's interviewing with some medical sales stuff, and he's like in his third interview.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
Does he know anybody in that field?
You're leading him instead of him leading you.
Did someone help him out?
Well, we kind of got the ball rolling for him.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was Mikey, Eddie, and I, and my dad.
Oh, I love Mikey.
We brought him over one night. We talked to him, and Mitch actually found this where he's going on his own, so he's all pumped up about it.
So by medical sales, do you mean meth? Or like a legitimate company.
Great point.
Legitimate Minnesota-based company. Yeah.
That's not a nice way of saying he's just slinging drugs.
No. So he is he's staying here in the great state of Minnesota.
Correct. That's the goal. But then his brother, Matt Leidner, the younger brother.
Yes.
He's up in Roseau working at Polaris up there.
Oh no kidding. I'll see him this winter then.
I was up in Polaris or up in Polaris.
You were up in Polaris?
Lucky. No, but I was up in Roseau the other day. That is a far drive.
Yes, it is.
Right on the border.
Yes, it is. But they get stuff done up there, don't they?
They do. It's the hockey. Like, everything revolves around hockey.
It's going to be snowcross season again pretty soon. Maybe I'll see them out there.
No,
but they all come down here for the races.
Oh,
but,
sure.
Maybe bring old Mitch Leidner in here sometime. Do you think he'd come in and sit on the radio show?
He brings it up all the time. He loves it.
Really? Oh,
come on.
Dude, we would love to meet him. I've never even shaken his hand. I'd love to.
Really?
Yeah, I've never met
him. Okay, that's like a bad signal. I guarantee he'll listen today.
Oh, that'd be great. So, I'd love to have him in and ask him questions about his time with
100%.
The Gophers and all that jazz. Hey!
Sure.
Yeah, it'd be great.
She's back and better than ever.
Although, I'd rather have Matt. I think I'd rather have Matt Leidner.
There's the younger one?
Yeah, he sounds nicer.
There's one guy.
He's got a job.
That I don't really talk about.
He doesn't sling drugs.
Yeah.
There's one guy that you
don't really talk about too much. Hmm. His name's Razia, the guy I've brought his name up a couple times.
I've heard the name, yeah.
That's Ronch.
Is that Ronch?
Not Bun?
No, it's not Bun. It's Raz. Mm-hmm. He's like the most, probably one of you guys' most loyal listeners.
Is it Ra's al Ghul? Am I right about that? Is he the bad guy from Spider-Man?
That's the bad guy from Batman.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Yeah. First Batman Begins.
Yeah. Ra's al Ghul.
That's Liam Neeson's
Liam
character.
Neeson. Yeah.
And well, long story short, is Dan Ferrazzo is his real name. I call him Roz.
I like it better. Yep.
And Italian guy, super nice guy. So,
Roz Al Ghul sounds good.
Yeah, Roz Al Ghul. Guy with his new name.
It does. Yeah.
Roz Al Ghul. And he's a huge
from Spider-Man.
Huge room. And he loves all of you guys. And I asked him, he made me promise that if I asked if he could come in one time.
Open invitation.
And he's a huge, he's a Vikings. He claims he's an expert. But, he knows everything.
Dude, you've been on the show long enough. If you have a friend or a family member that wants to come watch the show, just tell him, come on in, no eye contact.
Yeah, sit over there.
Right, don't say a word on or off the air. Just sit in the corner and stare at us like zoo animals. Yeah. Absolutely, okay. That's allowed 24 hours a day.
That's it? That's cool?
They must laugh.
Even if everything we're not we say.
For sure.
And I do, at some point today, we have to talk about... hold on, I got to have the right music.
Uh-oh.
What? The plight of Tony.
Oh. He called me on Monday and apologized.
Did he really?
Yeah. He goes, Tom. And like I was working out, and he was driving to work. And he called me like twice, and I didn't pick up. He goes, please call me. And I go, what's going on? And then I called him mid-workout. He goes, everything okay? And I was like, yeah, what's up? Because I don't listen live at podcasts. And he goes, nothing, man. Nothing. Just I'll talk to you later. And I go, okay. I was like, then I started getting nervous. Like, man, what did I do wrong? And then I heard the podcast, and it was super funny. But
I can't wait for you to confirm and or deny and or tell us the story of young Josiah.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear it now? Do we have time for it?
I'll leave it up to these two. We have time if they want to hear it.
Yeah, go for it. If you can make it like a two-minute story, minutes, go for it.
So Josiah Prosser. So there was the details are a little off, but so it was my freshman year of high school, and I was coming up, and Eddie was a junior at the time. So I played with Eddie's junior class, so I always kind of played up in football. So I was like, all right, I got to prove myself. This is big time. So it was the third day of two-a-days, and that's when you put the pads on for the first time.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And the best day. And Josiah Prosser is he's this taller guy, bigger guy. But he didn't play football.
He didn't want to either. Just he had the right size, didn't want to play.
Correct. Like
happens all the time, right?
Yeah, and you can tell he's just doing it because it's the thing to do. Maybe his dad made him do it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're the two bigger guys, and we're going offense versus defense. And I was lining up at guard, I want to say. And it was literally the first 10 plays of practice. And they put Josiah against me just to see how I do against bigger guys, just to see if I can handle the next level. And there's 10 plays. And out of those 10 plays, I'm not kidding. It was like Michael Orr-esque, putting him at least 15 yards downfield and putting him on his back and like getting in his face screaming in practice, like, I'll murder your family stuff.
He was terrified.
Way too far. Yeah, and he was like, I don't care. I don't want to do this. Sure. And I was
very happy for you.
I was so into it.
And leave me alone.
Yes. Right. And then before that practice was over, I got called up to varsity. I never was back. But like, I always feel bad about it. And whenever I'm feeling myself like going out, Tony like look at me and go, "How about Josiah, man?" And I get this little spot in my heart for him. I go, I didn't want to be mean, but I had to go earn it. And like. But Tony, and then Tony has to tell Chris.
Hang
on a second, though. If Josiah truly didn't care, right? He's just going through the motions anyway. I doubt he's offended that you worked him because you cared, he didn't. That's fine.
You had to make your beans, man.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Chris and I have learned this for years on the show. If there's somebody on your team who just doesn't care, you still have to work hard.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You still have to go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't let somebody that's heart's not into it not just drag the whole team down.
Eventually, you'll Josiah me and I won't be here.
There's a chance. There's a chance that Josiah is listening right now.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think maybe we ought to see if he'll come in and hang out on the show and you'll give him an old Josiah, you old son of a bitch, how are you?
You old son of a bitch.
How you doing?
And then when the segment's over, you can just shove him right out the door.
Tell him about how you're going to kill his family.
I saw him at CVS. My junior year of college.
Was he getting his depression medication?
Yeah. we were both grabbing pops in the back, and I just kind of looked at him, and we caught up. But I still just felt so bad. And yeah. I wanted to say sorry, but you can't say sorry about it.
No, Josiah.
Josiah just emailed in. Apparently, he's on the couch right now, currently putting lipstick on and writing your name on a list on the wall. He may have crossed it off. Front page sports from the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
No nobbies, no probbies.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's a Power Trip Morning Show. It's Thursday, and that means my buddy T.O. is here.
What up?
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, guys.
So, Lieber's going to be here in about an hour.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I assume, when do you guys want to do the London bit? Like 7:20-ish for Lieber?
Sure. Yeah, I think 7:20 sounds good.
We could do Triangle of Death at 7:20. Then we'd have Tommy and AJ and Ben. I like when there's five options more than four.
I would like that. Yeah,
then the listeners have more choices to swing and miss.
Yeah. Or, yeah, and I got a tiny little very quick music game for Tommy at 6:20 that we'll play where we're going to have you guys determine whether or not he knows before he answers.
Okay, oh, sweet.
Fun. Just a fun little stupid thing.
Yeah.
I got a quick little notes from couple of weeks ago, too.
I can't wait for
that. We gotta get like an official sounder.
Oh, that'd be great.
For Tommy's note
segment. That's a great
point.
I'm making a note on that. I'll just send Dave an email right now. What are we gonna call it?
I don't know.
The Vortex?
T.O.'s take?
I like T.O.'s take. That's pretty simple.
It's got alliteration, so you're onto something because radio people like that.
Yeah. T.O.'s notes.
But it's not really your take, right?
Yeah,
it's like
not.
Your notes. It's like your recap, your bullet points, your... None of these start with a T.
Molson's O-ring.
No. Right.
That's not bad.
If you ever do like an onion ring stand at the state fair, think about that for an idea, but not...
Oli's O-ring. Yeah,
that's not bad. I'd eat it.
Oli was your nickname?
No, well, Oli... My brother and I are both Oli, so I'm Oli with a Y when we're in text threads together, and then he's Oli with an I-E.
You guys are adorable.
That's so sweet.
I don't know. We got to figure out it.
Yeah, let's workshop a name. Let's start with Olsen's O-ring as the bottom of the basement,
like,
and let's work up from there.
Okay.
Okay.
But we have a foundation.
Raising money for...
Olsen's O-ring.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah. Onion ring. I could hardly believe
it. Yes, they are.
When I heard the news today.
The Minnesota Wild and Jason Zucker agreed to a 5-year, $27.5 million deal. He's 26 years old, a career high. 33 goals, 31 assists. He's making $2 million a year, living check to check. Right, Carly goes to Crystals in Las Vegas. Jason goes broke. But now he's got straight cash, homie. $27.5 million. Fifth highest paid player on the team.
Good for him.
Which is unbelievable. Think about that, man. He's the fifth highest paid. You know what you said.
Yes. Who's the fourth? Is it Koivu?
Probably.
Because it's Parisi, Suter, Dumba.
Yeah,
those are the top three. Who's fourth? It's got to be Koivu, right?
I would think Koivu.
Yeah.
Who's our goalie? Fernandez?
Dubnyk. What year is this?
Yeah, what is it?
Manny Fernandez?
I'm not a Wild guy.
I can tell.
I'm a real Wild
guy. Great point.
Who's in goal for us? Rollison?
Yeah.
Who's in goal for us? What a good dude he was.
Dwayne Rollison was a really nice
guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
He was on the show a lot.
A lot.
Hey, you know Paul Martin, who's calling in today?
Yeah,
or yesterday?
Yesterday, mm-hmm. Sure.
He lives really close to, or he has a cabin right next to Old Bay.
No up in Brainerd. Kidding. I love
he goes to Zorba's and stuff.
Great story.
How could you not go to Zorba's, man?
Zorba's Wales.
Man, that's a place you lose track of your life.
Oh,
there.
It's the best. And then they have these monster nachos. Mm-hmm. Like, monster.
How do those lake places, how do they do in the winter? Like the lake restaurants. Zorba's,
they find ways.
Yeah. Zorba's
they
does do? Well.
Yeah, Zorba's does really well because it's one of the only spots that I think stays open all year.
Yeah, there's a couple of them shut down, like the nicer places, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's probably a I'd say about 8 to 10 places around like the Gull Lake area.
We should broadcast from Zorba's.
So the locals still go there all year long.
But they have this brilliant thing called the Frozen Four.
Yeah.
In the winter.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there. I've done it.
Yeah, I think
the Gull's big.
I think you guys, K-Fan's been there before.
Yeah, we have.
That is lit.
Shocking. You like bar hopping.
Well, they have school buses take you around over the ice. It's sick.
Yeah, man. It's great. Yeah. Like, you've always...
Corey and I went on a 14-hour snowmobile ride.
14 hours?
Yeah. Guess which one of us complained the whole time?
You.
That is the incorrect guess.
I didn't complain.
Meat Salk comes out so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like, even at like Brow Brothers a couple weeks ago, which you loved, but about 10 minutes into the dinner, you're just like, I want to go back to my room.
Yeah.
Great point, by the way.
He gets so bored so fast, even if he likes things. Like I think he had fun at the snowmobile thing back in the day at Gull Lake. He clearly had fun at Brow Brothers in Marshall. But once his clock kicks in, it's a ticking time bomb.
Great song.
It's like when a parent sees a crabby kid. He's like, kid didn't take a nap. We got to get him home.
Yeah.
That's meat sauce.
That's
as an adult, 10 minutes in, you go, uh-oh. Somebody better feed him or rock him. Otherwise, we need to get him back to bed.
What was the 14 hours? You guys rode snowmobile?
No, we just went on a very, very long snowmobile ride back in the day.
Oh,
with the people that hosted us that year.
Oh, okay.
It was long.
Yeah, and it was.
And it was tons of fun. But one of us wanted it to be about 70% shorter.
I would have loved to just gone around in the parking lot.
Yeah. Right? Called one lap and said, okay, I'm going home.
Yeah, we basically drove back to Minneapolis and then came back.
Triple crown winner Justify is retiring from racing.
Come on!
Fluid in his front left ankle, so he's done. They're not going to risk him. 6-0, he finishes his racing career, won all six races. The 13th triple crown winner, he won $3.8 million. Sounds like his stud rights could be sold. Now, think about what these champion horses get to do, right? Oh. Basically, hey, you're really good at what you do. You're worth a ton of money, so we're not going to ever risk you getting hurt again. We're going to make you start going to Pound Town as soon as possible.
Lucky.
But what if a horse could truly understand what was happening, where companies were going to fight over how much they're willing to pay to own your stud rights?
Yeah.
It's not just, we want you to stud round the clock every day. It's, what if like Target and Best Buy and 3M came to iHeart and said, we want Corey to bang as many chicks as possible, and we're going to bid like hell to get his services. This horse must have the most gigantic ego of all time.
100%. The strut.
No. Yeah, oh yeah. Right? He probably walks in playing Staying Alive, great point.
What a shame that this horse does not understand what's happening around him right now. He's going to reap the benefits, but at some point he's going to say in his mind, I don't understand what's happening, but this is sweet. This is so much, and he's going to look around and go, how come I get to do this whenever I want?
Yeah, here you,
and
here
that horse
is.
Over there is complaining.
And he's not getting six and sevens of horses.
No, he's getting the elite gals.
Yes.
He's getting Nina Agdahl and Carrie Russell and Kate Upton.
Oh, good for this horse.
I'm glad they don't tell him, though, because, I mean, he would be intolerable.
Oh, you imagine?
He would. He would.
He'd be so arrogant.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Good for him, though. He's earned it.
The Atlanta Hawks have signed Vince Carter, who's 41 years old, to play in his 21st season in the NBA. He's the oldest player in the NBA. He's going to make $2.4 million. He's scored over 24,000 points in his career. And just for perspective, even though I think you guys probably could have done the math on this, he was drafted in 1998. That was 3 months before Trae Young, who's now an Atlanta Hawk, was even born.
Wow.
8-time All-Star. This is his 8th NBA team. Vince Sanity.
Does he still have a little bounce? He used to have so much
power. He can still dunk.
So
but,
good.
But back in the day, his dunk contest performance is arguably the best ever, right? Yeah. It's very close to the best if it's not the best. Because you could say Jordan and Dominique and things like for what they did for the game.
Right.
But dunk for dunk, how do you beat Vince?
No, you couldn't.
Oh, doing the elbow thing.
The elbow thing was unbelievable.
That was so fun.
What, arguably the best windmill that's ever been done is Vince Carter.
Yeah, just the way he threw it down.
Could jump out of the gym.
I think I forgot to tell you guys this, but the other day at my daughter's birthday party at the Holiday Inn, when we got drunk at the...
great spot, by the way.
Yeah, the Maple Grove Holiday Inn. My wife just got destroyed. Just wasted.
I thought you were going to say by Vince Carter.
No. Well, you know, good for her, right? But we were at the hotel bar. We were there with a bunch of strangers sitting at the bar, just getting hammered.
The best.
And we were watching for some reason NBA Television Network, and they were playing dunk contest. They started like in '94 and went all the way through. And my wife got so drunk, she had a Louisville sweatshirt on, which is, you know, par for the course. But for some reason, every time somebody dunked really well when she was really drunk, she'd go, Louisville! Louisville! I kept looking at her going, he's not from Louisville.
None of them were.
What are you doing? Why are you doing Louisville! Louisville! And I'm like, they don't care you're from Louisville. Right. That guy's not from Louisville. Yeah.
And he can't hear you. And not only is that one of my favorite pet peeves when people cheer or yell at the TV when they clearly can't hear you, Kim was so drunk, she was trying to do it by time traveling backwards 10, 15 years. Theoretically, people who are dead. Yeah. She was yelling at and taunting them with Louisville.
Why are you telling our strangers that guy's not from Louisville?
Gerald Green's blowing out a cupcake.
Yeah,
he didn't even go to college.
No,
she's still yelling you Louisville.
Yeah, right. Louisville.
Zach Levine went to UCLA.
Yeah, by about 9:30 when we were both so drunk we could barely see. It was basically Louisville.
That was also the most basketball you've watched in your entire life.
And I was having so much fun, you know, because anything's fun when you're wasted.
Well, yeah.
100%.
It's the best. Drinking is the best.
But I still think that the slam dunk contest is one of the weirder things.
Yeah, well, they've run out of ideas, man.
Like, okay, how many different ways can you put the ball in the hole?
They really haven't, though, run out of ideas. Every year we see something, essentially, that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
The guy jumped over the car.
That was Dwight Howard, right?
That was Dwight Hockey.
Dwight Hockey?
Yeah.
Was it a deuce coup?
Great job!
The Twins won 12-6 over the Blue Jays, and that was in 11 innings. Irvin Santana made his season debut just in time. 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 5 strikeouts. Look it up on your phone. The Twins rallied for 6th in the 11th inning, a couple of RBI doubles. But how about the game for Garver? He has 4 hits, 4 of 6, 5 RBI, including a monster home run. If you care, and I don't think any of us do, that is the first sweep in Toronto for the Twins in more than 15 years.
That's
oh for goodness,
embarrassing.
Oh for goodness,
that's not good. Do we have a shot?
No. They're 7.5 back.
They're terrible.
Well, how long is the season? We got six more months?
60 more
they
years.
Have 221 games remaining.
Yeah, right.
Seems like it.
Okay.
It never stops. By the way, Meatsard's Day a week from tomorrow.
Really?
Have fun.
Is it really?
Yeah.
We don't care.
Is it already August next week?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
I don't even need to ask.
We didn't make the cut. Yeah, no, we're not A-list buddies.
Correct.
We're not big enough names for Paul.
Because everybody we've asked has said no.
That's fair.
Oh, it's falling apart.
Yeah.
Well, is Meat going to be there?
Yeah.
Is Sword going to be there?
Yeah.
Then it's Meat Swords Day.
Yeah, but hang on, is it Meat Sauce and Nick Swardson or Meat Sulk?
No, it's Meat. This Meat Sulk thing is so damn dumb.
I'm not crabby all the time. Oh my gosh. You just won the preposterous statement tournament.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm not the only one. Everybody's like, he's always crabby. Well, so are you.
You're the crabbiest one in the building.
No, I'm not.
You're way more.
That's not possible.
Way back in the day.
Matt Barrero?
Back in the day, though.
He's a ray of sunshine compared to you.
Right. Agreed. But Chris, you remember when the building finally realized that Tenneby was infinitely more negative than I am,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Everybody assumed it was me, but you're like, have you met Brandon?
Yeah, it was.
And then Brandon passed me.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce is way more negative than I am.
Yeah.
He really is.
I know.
You can make that face all you want. You hate everything and everybody.
I don't hate everybody.
Almost.
It's pretty close.
Almost.
You truly hate more people than me and more things than me.
Oh, there's maybe two people in this building I care for.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
See, that's exactly my point.
Here's the problem. There are three of us right now with you.
And let's do the math. Right, you like, what is there, 100 people in this building? And you like two? More proof that you're worse than I am. I like 5.
Who?
Doesn't matter. That's a way bigger number than you're two.
I don't even know if it's two. It used to be 3, but...
You're definitely more negative than me.
Yeah, fine.
Which of the three of us do you think he doesn't like?
It's got to be me. He likes you.
Tommy's
impossible to dislike.
Yeah, everybody loves T.O.
I think he hates me. He just puts me under his wing.
That's not even close to true.
Tommy,
you are his spirit animal.
Yeah. You're my Padawan.
Right. He wants to be you, but he at least wants to live vicariously through you.
I'm going
to
tell you this right now, T.O., and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If I walked in and you and my wife were getting it on, I'd be like, look how cute he is, though.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'd be a little bit angry, but I'd be like, but look how cute he is.
Well, I'd probably be disappointed in her, so.
Well, yeah, it'd be over right now.
Yeah. Well, cool. She's used to that, Tio.
It would be like a YouTube video where you can skip after 5 seconds.
Yeah, wouldn't it be like this, Chris, where you would, the initial rage where you'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But then once the dust settled, you'd go, at least she's got good taste in dudes.
Yeah, right.
Like, it makes sense. He's a nice guy, good-looking dude.
Great-looking guy.
Slinging cash now because he's got a big boy job. At least Kim's not, you know, dumpster diving.
And then, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure it'd be, then I'd realize it's over for me.
Yeah, but by the time this conversation ends, he'd be in his car halfway past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd already be on 94.
Do you guys remember the story I once told you? I probably did it off the air because I don't think I can tell you on the air, but the lady who warned me about her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, you mean...
I don't know if I know that story.
No, what?
Yeah, you mean Silly Putty?
Oh, right. Gotcha. Yes, I do know that story.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be a similar situation with T.O.
That is a very graphic one that, yes, cannot be repeated on the air.
No, you're guessing wrong.
Well, never mind. I speak for three of us. This is like the Small Crank Morning Show.
Paul, do you...
Good name for it.
Paul, do you hate Tommy
Small
Olsen?
Small Cranks in the Morning.
I do not.
Do you hate Chris Hockey?
I do not.
Well, we've narrowed that list down. We figured it out.
Hey, I like Tommy's takeaways. Somebody suggested that on Twitter.
That's I like Tommy's
O-rings. That's not bad.
What about Tommy's tidbits?
That sounds dirty.
That's from Troy.
I'll look.
Can we get Tommy's takeaways when we come back?
Yeah, there are only a couple. Yeah, we'll
do a little bit.
The
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she's out of the hospital for one day at least, and she's here to read the vibes. Hi, Howie.
Good
morning. You got to turn your mic on, baby.
I know. I still don't get it.
That's weird.
You've only been here for a year.
It's okay, Kate. How you feeling?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, all is okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm sick of you being sick.
I am too. Mm-hmm.
I'm done with it.
Kiss my ass.
That's right. Kiss his butt.
Okay,
but read the vibe first.
Okay. Listen to The Fan during the month of July for Training Camp Ticket Tuesday, presented by Quick Rewards by Quick Trip. Every Tuesday during the month of July, we will be giving away tickets to attend Vikings Training Camp in Eagan at the brand new TCO Performance Center. You can also register to win at KFAN.com's contest page. See you at Training Camp. Thanks to Quick Trip.
How long are you going to talk?
That wasn't bad.
That was a mouthful.
So,
that's what she said.
Way back in the day, our promotions director, Tim Hyde, would have stressed out about how long that read was, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then our last promotions director, Ellie, would have been like, whatever, training camp, Tuesday, win tickets, keyword tickets.
Yeah, bother someone.
And now Donaldson's writing like War and Peace every
it's
vibe.
A lot.
Yeah.
How long are you going to talk?
Instead of saying, hey, like, when we come back, we should have Tommy's tidbits or Tommy's takeaways or
Tommy's
Olsen's O-ring. Okay. We should just say, hey, after the break, when we come back, we'll read a vibe and then go back to break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm not your the fault. Best reader well, either,
not so. Your fault. I blame Ryan Donaldson for almost everything.
Almost everything.
Yeah. He's flunking as a promotions director.
Yeah, he won initials once, and now he's got a gigantic ego, and he just thinks he runs this place. Yeah.
Hey, I gave Donaldson $1 million idea, too, and I think he kind of blew me off.
Yeah, he does.
That's that's the ego. He thinks he knows what's best for everybody, and he doesn't listen to any ideas. Tommy, you listen to the show even when you're not on it. You
Correct.
Take notes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you like to recap things that we said. Opinions about discussions we had when you were not in the room.
Yeah.
Because you wish you would have been involved. This is your opportunity to do exactly that.
Tommy's Taint Takes.
That's the worst name so far.
That's terrible.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not going to listen to his takes on taints. If he even has more than one, that would be weird.
You know what? I'm interested.
Yeah, thank you, Holly.
Thank you, Holly. I wonder what he thinks.
Yeah, about taints.
Duh.
My first one was from a couple weeks ago, November Rain.
Oh, great point.
The first 6 minutes was awful, like god awful. But then that last minute and a half, my heavens, that good.
You don't like the first 5 or 6 minutes, huh?
No, I didn't. I did not.
I want, again, I'm always fascinated by that because universally that song was loved. So there are songs like November Rain that maybe just you had to live through it to truly feel it. I don't know.
Was that the because, first time you'd heard it?
Man, everybody loved November Rain when it came out.
Oh,
what this an song, epic song.
This is a smooching song.
Okay, well now I like
get
it.
Over here.
Okay, this is a middle school-esque grab some hips and sway back and
this
forth.
This is your
kind
slow
of
songs?
It was what? Definitely in that wheelhouse.
Oh, mine was Lovers and Friends by Luda and...
What is wrong?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Was that a sentence?
Lovers and Friends. Look at... Yeah, it's probably in the system.
I doubt it.
I guess you had to live through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was
the first 5 minutes of that song's terrible.
Not even 5 minutes.
No
long.
Chance.
And then Mikey, I don't know who we were talking about, has four nipples. You guys remember talking about that a couple weeks ago?
Yes. Harry Styles or something like that?
Yeah,
Harry
Styles. Mikey does. Has two little moles, almost nipples right under his nipples, and it made me think of Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Are they nipples or moles, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. They got a little bump to them.
Because you so definitely lose the mole lottery if you have two moles, which people have moles, no big deal. But if they're directly under your nipples, then that's unfortunate placement, right? You really got unlucky.
One's
can't
for sure.
You be 3, 4, 5 inches in either direction? Then we can deal with some moles, but right underneath, that would be strange.
But he has like an 8-pack, so everyone doesn't even look.
Yeah, but which one of those packs is that second nipple on?
Hmm.
Is this Ronch?
No, this is Honk. Hank-a-Hawk.
Oh,
Mikey,
yeah,
he's got like 7 nicknames. And then...
now Harry Styles is one of his nicknames.
Oh, whatever movie trailer you played on Monday, I think, I literally almost teared up listening to it on
the one that Chris, what is it called, Life Itself or something like that?
Yeah.
Eve Cry.
Man, you guys are
Eve
weird.
Cry. Oh, and then we talked about, about who we'd want to be on stage with, right? With like all your...
His Parrish played with Nickelback, right.
I would say Garth Brooks or Kenny Chesney. And then my last thing, do you know how... Paul had to go out and get a bae, right? Kind of ruined that whole
thing. Screwed up the bit, right? The dating bit.
I have a pretty good-looking brother.
Oh, no.
Single. Whoever wanted to sign
Eddie?
Up. Eddie is single?
Eddie is single? Are you kidding me?
Well, right, he could get some tens in here.
Well, yeah, we just crashed the internet then.
Yeah.
Eddie's the most handsome human being I've ever seen.
I thought he was married to Tinder.
Yeah. I thought he was married to Tinder as well.
He has a very good Tinder run.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But he's kind of done with the team.
Well, I remember, Tyler George also said that when we were done with the meat sauce bit, that he would be willing to be whored out on the show as well.
Sure. Get them both out there.
Babes whale.
Let's get Tyler in, Eddie in, and then they can find somebody to date right before we execute that bit as well.
Yeah.
So clickbait can go through all the work. We can have Carly narrow it down, and then they can just find people on their own.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I didn't need your help to begin with.
Oh, yeah, everything was just going so well before that. Just slaying tens.
I saw your new bae. She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dude, I got to tell you, I don't know how to say this without sounding like that he arouses me, but I can't believe your brother's single.
Yeah.
He's so hot.
Okay, but hang on.
Smells good.
But guys like that, you hear that Ed's single, he probably has been single since Tuesday. So it's not like he's been, you know, struggling for 4 months.
Yeah.
He probably is very recently, quote unquote, single.
2 years he's been single.
What?
What?
This house is a prison.
He kind of likes a single life, though.
Well, then why are we even remotely hooking him up?
But
hang on. No, but that's a guy that doesn't need any help.
No, he doesn't.
That's not fair.
But he's ready to settle down.
He's
now.
Ready.
Well, then find one on your own.
No, we're not
working for him.
I want to help him.
I have zero interest in helping a guy like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
he's got looks, money.
Yeah,
he's actually
giant
nice
prank.
To people. No chance I'm helping him out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's.
You
I was
know,
trying.
You know,
for him.
I'm not any of those.
You know,
things.
Here I'll help him out. I'm gonna get a cardboard sign that says I'm single. We'll have Eddie stand on the corner. And the line will be all the way to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rosie and Lawyer Lambert will be in.
That's the most amount of work I'm doing to help your brother.
Okay. I'd give it a shot.
I think I've met him once. Because when he was here, I haven't been in studio. Mm-hmm. It's almost always when I'm gone. I met him at a couple of events for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, Lupus.
And he seems very nice.
Right. He's a
mountain.
He's
very tall.
Like
he's a good-looking dude.
he's a very good-looking guy.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is handsome.
That's the last thing I want to do is help people I'm jealous of.
He's kind.
He's kind. He's he has a great smile.
Okay. Why don't you date?
A hell of a kisser.
I try to be him. So like anything you guys say about him.
We don't even care. So
you're Kobe. He's Michael Jordan.
100%. Hmm. That's been my life. Yeah.
Do you think Dov ever tells his coworkers he wants to be like me?
Yeah.
I think he just wants to be like Paul Rudd, because he looks exactly like him.
Man, they look so much alike.
By the way, I saw a story this morning, a little note in our prep this morning, that Paul Rudd's parents are second cousins.
Wow.
Hmm. Paul Rudd's parents are second cousins.
So he's from Indiana?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and probably. I mean, so what?
I'm a little surprised Dov's parents aren't second cousins.
Oh, I think you guys could have an easy casted movie if you either the Dov and Sauce story or something.
Yeah, Jack Black and Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's so that'd true. Be great.
Man, that's a great point.
Yeah, who'd play my dad, Hawk?
Probably Brad Pitt. He's a sexy some bitch.
Who, my dad?
Well, then what really matters when the Power Trip Morning Show returns? Ben Lieber in 30 minutes. We'll play Triangle of Death around 7:15 for your chance to qualify for a trip for two to London. We're actually giving that trip away tomorrow, but you could be a finalist and qualify today around 7:15 right here on the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's Liberty on the Lake. For the second year in a row, this Saturday, at Palmer Point on Lake Minnetonka, Tim McGraw's going to be playing live.
Could you say that again once more, Chris? What's going on?
Sure. For the second year in a row, it's called Liberty on the Lake. It's at Palmer Point on Lake Minnetonka, this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tim McGraw playing a live concert. Now listen, to get to Mr. Peter Taunton's house and stand there and watch, you have to have an invitation. But everybody's invited to come out in their boat on the lake. It literally, the concert is going to be held so that you can park your boat right there and watch my band and then Tim McGraw play live.
Good.
That's right.
How good is this song, Hogsley?
It's fantastic. Yeah. And Liberty on the Lake is a great event. And it's, again, 11 to 4 Saturday. The weather's going to be great. Tim's always great.
That's always. So cool.
Liberty on the Lake is a benefit dedicated to raising funds for charities that support soldiers and soldiers' families.
I get you out there, Tommy.
It's going to be great. So if you got a boat,
Scene Bear,
and you know where Palmer Point is,
he'll take you.
Get out there. I'd probably go the night before. They're expecting lots and lots of boats, but last year it was so much fun.
Yeah,
11 to 4. We play, I think, at about noon, and then Tim McGraw doing an acoustic set right after that. So I encourage you to come on out, Lake Minnetonka, Liberty on the Lake.
How good is my? Is it Best Friend by Tim McGraw?
Oh,
yeah, that he's got a couple of heavers.
You should play that. Great point.
That is a great point.
Even though Corey will hate it,
Of course he does.
It's not like country music.
It's okay. You don't have to.
It's fine.
It's okay. You see, Zach Brown's coming to town.
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, yeah, man.
Same.
Yeah,
you going too? Carpool.
I'm going with that guy. He's got. He lost his legs. What's his name?
Lost his legs.
Creasel.
Sure.
I'm going with him.
Okay. Must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my hot date.
He's your hot date.
Just the two of you are gone.
They can make it if they try.
Yeah. I'll try.
All right. Ben Lieber joins in about 20 minutes, but now it's time for what really matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports and in between. Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics. But my name's Corey. I do the boring part of this segment because I read sports stories.
Oh, hi, Corey.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Marg.
We do care about this. he will join the show at around 8:20, but Wild winger Jason Zucker agreed to a 5-year, $27.5 million deal. It's about time, Paul Fenton.
Yeah.
The Twin Cities was about to turn on you. The Power Trip Morning Show was on the brink of turning on you in a very harsh way. We would have run you right out of town if you had traded him or given him a cheap-ass deal. But you gave him $5.5 million a year, and we appreciate that. So we are back to being fans of you. Welcome to the Twin Cities, Paul Fenton.
Yeah, we think you're a smart guy.
Yep.
Yeah, we love you.
We Jason's think you're a
now
cool
the fifth highest-paid player on the team, so still four rungs of the ladder that Carly could continue to climb. She could date Suter or Parisi or Dumba or whoever fourth is. Who I'm guessing, again, is Koivu, but I'm not sure, and I'm unwilling to look it up.
It is
Koivu? Okay. Yeah. I got lucky and guessed. What really matters is this.
Well, that's a great point. the word falcon, which is a great word and a great bird, technically only refers to the females.
Oh.
The males are called tiercels.
tear souls?
Yeah, right.
What a perfect transition.
Oh,
female
you.
Bird wide receiver Julio Jones will report to training camp with Atlanta after the two sides have agreed to a, quote, adjustment.
What a stud.
I don't know what an adjustment means, but he was scheduled to make $10.5 million this season, which is not a lot considering he's a top two or three receiver. Mm-hmm. So he clearly wanted probably nearly double that. It sounds like they're just going to tweak it for this year and then work on a larger deal next year. So I don't know what 10.5 is going to jump up to, but they have made an adjustment.
Mm. Good for him. Do you remember his combine?
Yeah. Do you remember him in Alabama?
He's a farmer.
Oh, he dominated. Crushed people.
As a freshman.
Yeah, as
he
a freshman.
Dominated. Yeah, he was so good.
I like your joke, Hawk.
Thank you.
What did you say?
It was a combine joke. It was a farming joke.
Farm joke. It wasn't anything great.
There's like three guys on tractors right now that are podcasting.
Yeah, no, there's a lot more than
gut
that.
Laughing.
Oh, yeah, Josh.
Yeah.
DeMel? He's single, by the way, too. Maybe
he
we should help him out.
North Dakota. Mm,
yeah.
No, I don't think he's single.
I think EO is more attractive.
2 days ago.
I'll find out next week.
That was in the news.
I'll talk
well, that's nice of you, Chris. I'll tell Eddie that. He'll listen to that, too.
I think he's more attractive. I'm thinking at the moment. I'm realizing more and more.
Excuse me?
I'm attracted to you.
You think Eddie is more attractive than Josh DeMel?
I do.
You need LASIK, dude.
Oh, I think I speak for Corey. We quit.
That's a mountain I'd like to climb.
What really matters is this.
Have you seen Josh DeMel?
A German serial killer who murdered five female hitchhikers accidentally killed himself.
Oh, good.
While performing a strange solo sex act in his prison cell over the weekend.
Solo!
Egidius Schiffer, dubbed the Aiken Strangler, gave himself a fatal electric shock after tying a cable from a lamp around his ding-dong and his nipples.
Yeah.
Think how horny he was.
Yeah, he's been thunderstruck.
Yeah, thank God he's dead.
Great point.
He was still tied up when the guards got to him. He removed a cable from his bedside table lamp, wound it around his nipples, and then wound it around his dinger, and then he stuck it in the not the dinger. He stuck the cord in the power socket, and he died. And I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad
he's gone.
Yeah. If you don't have great reception in your car, your truck, your van, your SUV, and you're like, what did he just say? Just to recap, nipples and dingers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. His new album.
He must have had some big nipples tie a cord around them.
Yeah, I mean, he probably had some dinner plates.
Extremely cold in Germany.
Very cold in the cell.
And you're in a cell,
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, me too.
Another guy that I would openly campaign for to be dead is Larry Nassar. And it sounds like it took him all of about 6 seconds to get his ass kicked in prison.
Good.
And now he's pissed and his lawyer wants resentencing because he thinks that the way the judge talked maybe had something to do with how quickly he got his ass kicked. So
tell that to the victims.
Wouldn't it be awful to be... Larry Nassar, you're in prison, and you're in constant fear of being assaulted.
Poor thing.
Can you imagine that kind of horror? Man, tough break for Larry.
Somebody should curb him.
Wouldn't it be great if every day of his life he got his ass kicked
every
until he dies?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Just you beat him so close to death, but guarantee that he survives.
Right.
Just so you can get him back on his feet and kick his ass again the next day.
Yeah. Correct.
Don't let him die.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's over,
it
and then
it may bring
it's too
some
easy for him.
People in prison who normally aren't together.
Oh,
yeah, it might be like a rallying thing.
Yeah,
for him.
Like a bonding experience
for
inmates.
You, and you hate me, but we hate Larry.
Yeah, right. On the outside,
let's beat the piss out of Larry.
Right,
like it.
Yeah,
good point, Paul. What if there's a truce in the cafeteria, going like, "Look, turf war is over.
Over. Mm-hmm.
We can both play basketball outside." Yeah. You can use the gym, then I'll use the gym.
Right.
We're not going to fight over our cribbage scores anymore.
No. We're
let's
not
both
take
kick
cigarettes.
Larry's. Right. In fact, let's take our group cigarettes and shove them down Larry's throat today after we kick his teeth out.
Yeah.
Right.
And let's then there's Larry's hugs and high fives, right, and winks.
Right.
And everybody else gets along, and there's peace and harmony while Larry's on the floor bleeding to death.
Yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't that be great?
That basically becomes like a musical. And then
you have a lot of good ideas.
Yeah. Everybody loves each other because they hate Larry. As I said on Twitter, throw him into a well and then fill it with slow drying cement.
That was a good line.
Thank you.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
You have a lot of good ways to make people suffer.
You did?
What? He blocked you? Well, I muted you. I'm just tired of it.
I've muted a lot of people we work with.
What really matters is this.
The arty charcoal pic of Kate Winslet's boobies in Titanic was drawn by James Cameron himself.
Man, it's good to be a director.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he? I think those are the first boobs I ever saw.
Is that right?
Because I was like 90, it was 96, 97, right?
97, I think, yeah.
What was I, five? I remember Eddie
Wait,
and I
who
were
let
five?
You watch Titanic?
You were 5 years old in 1997?
Well, I was 92, yeah.
Good that's five. God. I'll help you guys get there. That's five.
Yeah, and then my mom and dad rented it for Eddie and I when they went on a date and we had babysitter. And then they said, you have to fast forward it through some part. We rewound that thing four or five times.
Of course.
And you're just sitting there, just amazed. But yeah. And then we watched it the next morning when they got home. And they said, all right, go around the couch so we couldn't watch. But our whole wall was a mirror so we could just watch it. It was yep, that's probably
you're the most perverted 5-year old kid I've ever heard.
Oh, that's yeah. That's an odd story, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
That was always the best. You got to fast forward. Mom would leave the room, dad would go, I'm not fast forward, and I want to see it too.
Sure. And then the old Romeo and Juliet in class. Remember that?
No, I didn't read
it. Yeah, I saw that.
The original Romeo and Juliet.
Yep, we had to watch that.
Were there hoots in it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
We had a sub, and they didn't know when to fast forward.
Does that still get played? Like, because now I would assume in the world that we live in now, all you need is one parent to go, get that filth out of my classroom, and then it's over. I can't believe they still are allowed to run that.
Somebody's offended by that.
They're supposed to, and the teacher actually left notes to fast-forward it right at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sub just said, nah, we watched it straight up.
Sub probably fell asleep.
Oh, how good would a sub be, Hugs?
Oh,
yeah.
I don't... I'm going to tee this one up for jokes, but I don't remember the first set of breasts I saw.
Well, keep working.
Yeah,
buddy.
We don't
You'll
know either.
But it was weird how quickly Tommy probably identified Kate Winslet as the first.
I'm guessing it has to be.
I don't remember for me. My guess it would be legitimately either Revenge of the Nerds, Just One of the Guys. Like some 80s movie was probably the first time, you know, a movie's on TV. I'm not supposed to be seeing it, but I'm flipping through the channels because my parents aren't paying attention. And I'm like, what now? What just happened?
You want to hear something full circle?
Can't wait.
Yeah.
My dad looked Old Bay in the eyes the other night and said, you look exactly like Kate Winslet.
That is terrifying.
That's terrifying.
I am a psycho.
Now you're single.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Hmm.
Was he looking at her face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he drawing her?
Yeah, good point. Boy. Was she horizontal and nude and he was sketching her with charcoal?
Oh, man, this is getting weird.
Did he win tickets onto the boat through a poker game?
So true. Great flick, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's pretty good.
And then Jack Rose.
That's 90% of the script. Mm-hmm. What really matters is this.
Hmm. Porn star Ron Jeremy can clearly be seen in the crowd watching things happen in the climax of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, isn't he friends with... He's friends with somebody that has something to do with that movie.
What's that like?
Yeah, Ron Jeremy. That's the only climax he's been in where he didn't take part in it.
Hmm. I've actually never seen a film with Ron Jeremy.
Okay, well, let's go to break and I'll show. He's hideous.
Oh, I know who he looks like.
John Kreisel just punched his radio. He's so angry.
Yeah, John Kreisel just changed the channel.
Well, I've seen like OG Mudbone and all those guys, but I've never seen...
Who?
All right, that...
I'm uncomfortable.
Tommy, yesterday, Meat Sauce mentioned that one of our coworkers, whose name rhymes with Nordo, gets uncomfortable watching adult films with people who are no longer with us.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Why?
Thank you! Right. Like, August Ames is no longer with us.
Sure. And well, she I'm sorry her. For her loss.
And she killed herself. That's apparently that's what freaks Nordo out.
Yeah. Well, it's either way. It's bad.
You're not going to discriminate.
No, for sure not. Because I wouldn't.
And
like,
it's
think
weird.
About that.
It's weird that Nordo has like
standards
when it comes to porn. Get that off my phone.
That's disgusting.
Yuck.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people?
Yeah. How gross is that?
No. As he goes and watches some German Scheiser video.
Goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Probably shouldn't have said his name on the air.
Yeah, who cares? Hockey watches old people porn.
By the way, is he here? We owe him money.
Not.
Is he here today?
Or
is
yeah, and by the way, I forgot to pay
Parrish.
I paid Nordo.
Is Nordo here today, or is he at training camp again?
I think they're here, or he's probably discriminating.
I wasn't a part of it.
No, you weren't a part of that. Okay. Everybody owes Parrish 10 and Nordo 10.
Do we have any other bets we can make today?
Yeah, the PGA Championship is...
It's like in 3 weeks.
If that.
Yeah, but we can't bet on that today.
Yeah, what about something fun today?
There's nothing going
on. This weekend?
We can bet on the Hall of Fame game.
When is that?
A week from Sunday.
I'm so glad.
This is the last Sunday without
Yay!
What?
That sucks.
You heard me, baby.
You guys are such frauds.
Hockey, it's preseason football whale.
I'm just glad it's happening.
Preseason football is the worst. I'd rather watch Mamma Mia 2.
It's the beginning.
What?
You know what?
Hey, Midget Impossible comes out on Friday.
That's right.
The new one. That's going to be good.
Did you just say Midget Impossible?
No, Mission.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's what Nordo's watching, Midget Impossible.
He hasn't texted me, so he's obviously not listening.
Yeah, him and my wife both. Ben Lieber joins next. Triangle of Death at 7:15 for your chance to qualify to win a trip for two to London. We'll give that trip away tomorrow. We'll give you the details at 7:15. But Ben Lieber and Fan 5 is next on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. The questions keep droning. You're the only one who stuck it out last night. The only other one who caught the other line. You're the only... Yo. This is the wrong version.
Stop it.
Stop.
I would tell you. Great, and what? Listen.
Oh, do you have a vibe?
No, you're good. You're good.
Oh, in Foods 2 class, Tone and I had to come
up.
So you guys know Tone?
Tone, my man. I like that guy.
I like how he clarifies that his friend and not the Food 2.
No, but Foods 2. We were in Foods 2 together.
Yeah.
And we needed to make, like, everyone had, like, the subject of, like, a disease that comes from eating bad. And one was high blood pressure, and Tone and I got it. And we wanted to do something funny and cool, probably wasn't so cool, but we made a song to this beat, and it was high blood pressure, and we sang like this whole song. I wish we had the lyrics still. It's about like,
please find the lyrics.
I know.
If not, just redo it.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And debut it on the Power Trip.
Yeah, maybe we will. Yeah, we probably
even Tone.
Bring Tone in.
Tone Loke and Tommy O.
Yeah, Tone Loke, great
he
point.
He did go by Tone Loke, too.
Of course he did.
Of course
he
did. Of course.
And then it was Little Goose. We all made rap names in high school, too.
You were Little Goose?
No, he was Little Goose and Tone Loke. He had two, like Slim Shady and Eminem.
Yeah, very similar.
That was T.O. Cho or like the T.O. Show or Cinco Ocho instead of Ocho Cinco.
Yeah. You guys seemed really cool.
No, we weren't at all. Ran on Burger King.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, good morning.
Ben Lieber joins the Power Trip Morning Show on Mondays and Thursdays from 7 to 9. And he joins now.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I think we should just let Tommy talk for the next hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never a bad thing.
It's not. I'm so intrigued by your whole being and your upbringing and your high school days.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's
good times.
Great old.
So what's your
fly on the wall?
What's your bet? What do you think we should do? Let Tommy
talk for an hour.
Ben, that is literally the greatest idea in human history
ever.
It's my new favorite button.
What's that from?
It's from Parks and Rec.
Oh, never seen it.
Ben, that is literally the greatest idea in human history.
So now you got to come up with good ideas so I can play that button.
What is that?
All right.
From
Parks and Rec. I just said that seconds ago.
I've seen parts of it. It's funny. Super funny.
Better or worse than The Office?
Well, nothing's as good as The Office.
You love The Office.
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I
cried last night when Jim told Pam how he felt about her. Then when he says, I'm sorry I misinterpreted our friendship, and then when he apologizes to her for how she acted, I sobbed. I don't care. 6 o'clock at night. Everybody else eating with their family, I'm sobbing to The Office. Don't care.
Augusto, sweetheart, save some room for later.
Okay. I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many episodes did you watch?
Yesterday? Probably 8, 9. After my 3-hour nap.
Nap sounds great.
Yeah, I nap every day.
So I think I know the obvious answer to this obvious question, but It's a sequential show, right? Like, you have to watch it back to back.
Mostly, sure.
Right? You can't just, like, jump in and...
You'll miss a lot if you don't.
You definitely don't have to. You wouldn't have to watch it in order, but it's way better if you
do. Yeah, way better.
Mm-hmm. Most comedies, brilliant. Including, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm, you don't have to watch them sequentially, but it's better if you do.
Yeah.
Ben, have you seen How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Oh, boy. I'd recommend that, too.
No.
Yeah, thanks.
No, I already know that's a bad recommendation.
Oh,
of all the TV that I need to catch up on, that one will be at the very bottom with the slow drying concrete.
You still
I like
want
it. You're honest.
Talk for an hour.
It's brutal, but it's honest.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You should be used to that. Playing football, you get coaches that just throw it out there.
Gotta get coached up. I like it.
Stop watching How I Met Your Mother.
I know.
Well, that was erase it from your brain.
That was my
first terrible TV show.
First and only show I've ever watched beginning to end. I've never finished The Office, technically. I like gave up after Michael left.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. I never finished Breaking Bad, just had someone tell me at the end.
What? What?
I don't know.
I did the same thing with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I didn't want to read it. I want to know if Voldemort lived.
I know. Have you ever heard like how they have Horcruxes and stuff?
Your what hurts?
I'm telling you, they have all like these weird things, like and you get split up like 7 times.
Do you want drugs?
No, I'm done. Ask these
Horcruxes?
Yeah, no? Horcruxes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Horcrux.
When some slut breaks her leg and...
Voldemort puts his body like in 7 different people.
Yeah, you're way off.
Is that like
so very, get in line.
That's not quite right, but yeah. No, I'm with you, though. No, it's okay. You did a great job. Yeah.
Puts his body in 7
did a great job, but you're exactly right.
No, it's good, though. You're in there. Yeah.
Putting your body into 7 people. What is that, Ed Olsen on a Tuesday morning?
No.
Yeah.
Tommy's just like, unfortunately, that's unbelievably close to true. And
it's actually Wednesday morning.
I just can't be like my brother. I'm trying so hard to be like him. Ben, I have some sports that I'd like to discuss with you.
Do you now?
Well, sense. I don't really care,
sports.
But I mean,
I know you don't.
The only one I care about is this one. And by the way, Fan 5 is brought to you by our friends at
Don't worry, call the Car X Man.
Bomb.
This one I truly care about. The Wild and Jason Zucker agreed to a 5-year, $27.5 million deal. He'll join us in a little over an hour, about 8:20 or so, Jason Zucker, on this very program. 5th highest paid player now on the Minnesota Wild. He's 26 years old. Career high 33 goals last year. Pretty good. 5.5 a year. Ben, what was the most you ever made in a season, in one season? It's Googleable, so I'm not trying to pry, but...
4.
4-ish or so?
Ben Lieber.
Hey, what did Dumba get?
5 years, 30 million. So 6 a year.
So that's what I thought.
Giant ears and Left Behind? Oh, what? I thought you said Dumbo.
So sad. Have you seen the real trailer for that?
I'm not. No.
Sorry, you can go back.
And go back where?
No, Ben was talking.
He's talking about Dumba. Yeah, so yes, well, Dumba made more than Zucker did.
Does that make sense?
I don't know. I don't know hockey.
See, I feel like it doesn't make sense to me.
A younger defenseman.
A younger defenseman more important than a young goal scorer that's on the rise.
Right. So Dumba's what, 3 years younger? Because I think Dumba's 23, right? Zucker's 26. But I don't know. They both had breakout years, right? They both had career years.
That's the thing I don't know. I know it happens in all sports, right? I mean, you still have to pay defensive players and you got to pay offensive players, but I feel like, especially in hockey, like you really want to focus on, especially this team.
Speed, goal scoring.
Yeah, goal scoring, game changers, guys that can get up and down the ice and really pressure the goalie. I don't know. I just feel like he should be worth more than what he got. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for him, but I kind of feel like he should have gotten more.
Yeah.
Way especially more. Since Dumba got the contract that he got. Because I saw the contract. Okay, go ahead.
Ben, that is literally the greatest idea in human history.
Yes, yep. Yeah, pay Jason more. Great idea, Ben.
Yeah,
great
day. Idea. Yeah. Good day on Thursday.
Yeah. Right. You could rip up that contract and start over.
I agree, though, but like, why would... I don't, it seems like he seems more valuable to the Wild.
Yes, I agree. So like when I saw Dumba's deal, I was thinking like, oh, well, if they're going to do Jason's deal, then he's going to get more. Like, this will be the minimum, right? This is the minimum of where he would start his contract. But no,
I guess
I don't know hockey.
Speaking of making money, Triple Crown winner Justify is retiring from horse racing.
Duh. Yep. What's his stud fee?
We don't know yet, but it's a lot. But he made $3.8 million in his very brief career. Finishes 6-0 for his career. 13th Triple Crown winner ever. But his stud rights apparently are going to be sold. So they're going to fight over who gets to pay. No, wait. They're going to fight over who gets to sell the right to bang Justify.
Oh. Tommy, what would your stud fee be?
Oh, I'd have to pay people. I won't.
No.
You seem very nice.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No, I was thinking, is there a better retirement life for any athlete than a horse?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there's probably one.
No.
Ronaldo.
It's probably the same.
Yeah, probably the same thing.
Probably the same.
Yeah. He's handsome.
He won't get paid for
it,
though.
He's a stud.
Oh, yeah, but he makes...
He's on, like, that list of guys where he could...
You can.
Hey, on what list is that?
Like the good-looking guys, you know.
But what's the list?
Like you would do a hall pass for him?
like back redeem- to you. If you were like life or death situation, you had to
cross over.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that he'd be on top of the list. So much since we're referencing The Office already, this segment. And much like when Andy Bernard asks Oscar Martinez if he's gay, and Andy says basically that if Brad Pitt approached him, that at first he would resist, but then he might give in a little. Just to see how it felt. So you're saying, like, if Ronaldo leaned in and kissed you, you'd say, like, hey, I'm going to at least feel it out.
No, definitely not. 100% no.
But
if I had to, I'd say Ryan Reynolds is one.
You're answering this openly and quickly.
Too much thought.
Like
sorry. But yeah.
No, but please go on. It sounds like you have a top 20 list.
No. Yeah. Reynolds is up there. Ronaldo's up there. It's just good-looking guys. They're very good-looking.
Where does your brother rank in terms of Ronaldo?
Three.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever
seen. No, no.
Why did you say
that? No, but the top two.
That was out loud.
Those two are
Ryan Reynolds and Ronaldo.
Right.
Then Eddie?
These guys are studs.
What about Josh Duhamel?
Nah.
No,
what?
Doesn't get much for you.
Maybe you scoff at Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, he's from North Dakota.
What about the baby goose, Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, he's pretty, yeah.
Yeah? What about Timberlake?
He's just a stud.
Brad Pitt.
He'd be up there. Brad Pitt, yeah.
That don't impress me much.
Yeah, not great Clooney, point, Hawkeye.
Oh, that you're making
great point.
Yeah, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to say guys are good looking.
That's
way
fine.
To be brave, Tom.
Yeah, I'm so proud of
you. I want to see you be brave.
That's a great song. I love her.
Me too.
Yeah.
Are you on drugs?
No.
You're all over the place.
And your brother's single, and you start losing your mind.
Yeah. Right. And then you start ranking him ahead of Josh Duhamel.
I didn't rank him.
You did.
I thought he said just behind him.
You scoffed at Josh. You went,
yeah.
Like he's old steak. Looks, I don't want that.
I don't know. I just don't. Yeah.
Have you? Okay.
I do like his movie, though, with
Transformers.
Nope.
Oh.
It's a romantic movie. Nicholas Sparks movie with a really cute blondie.
Oh, you know. Saw 3.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah.
No, what's the movie? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your Facebook profile, Corey?
Oh, yeah, Safe Haven. Thank you, Howie. That's a great flick. You want to talk about a Heath?
What?
Fry.
I don't think I know that one.
Safe Haven.
One of the worst movies of all time.
No, it's not. And then there's a girl in it, too, and she's super gorgeous.
There's a girl in it?
Oh, a woman.
We had her in here. It's the dancer.
Yep.
Julianne Hough.
Julianne.
It's you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, now I know.
No, I don't watch those.
And then Robin Scherbowski from How I Met Your Mother's in it, too.
What?
Mm-hmm. Great, great, great flick.
It's out.
Did you watch this with your brother, too?
Yeah. No, that was Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, that was Monsters.
That's a great movie, too.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, that is. Didn't there come Monsters, Inc. 3?
Probably,
but I don't know.
Has anyone gone to Toy Story Land?
What in the hell is wrong?
Well, we're on Pixar, and they kind of just transitioned.
I think it's brand new, isn't it?
Wait a minute.
Does anybody feel like Tommy's brain sprung a leak, and everything he thinks is just spilling out of his mouth?
Are you on truth serum right now?
Right.
Yeah. Can we just ask you anything?
Go ahead. Yeah. But
Tommy talks.
There is a... Toy Story Land. You guys know about that.
Of course, yes.
Yeah,
it's recently opened up.
Every day on Disney.
It was not open when I went to Florida in February. Mm-hmm. So I think it's in the last 2, 3, 4 months it's opened.
Okay. That'd be something I'd go to. That'd be sick.
I believe that.
Yeah.
No, wholeheartedly, I believe
I probably would,
yeah,
too.
Right. It'd be actually really
cool.
Would
you go on the same drugs you're on now?
No, but think. I heard if you yell Andy, all the people just fall over.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
The Atlanta Hawks have signed Vince Carter, who's 41 years old, to play for his 8th team in his 21st season. He's the oldest player in the NBA. He was drafted 3 months before Trae Young was born.
That's so weird.
Now they're
That's
teammates.
So weird.
Yeah.
What is he taking? He's got to be taking something.
He's on something.
I'm not saying anything illegal. I'm just saying, like, there's got to be some, you know, like Terrence Newman claims that he it's red wine for him.
Yeah.
You know, kind of jokingly says, like, yeah, I like red wine. All of a sudden, like, well, that's the fountain of youth.
Maybe
you
he's
have a glass of red wine every night.
Maybe he's taking whatever Frank Thomas takes to get recognized in
Testofen?
Lobbies.
Yeah, just listen to the stream.
Yeah.
And the ladies like it too.
Yeah. So weird.
It's so weird.
It's weird that Frank when athletes Thomas, retire, whether yeah. it's not like Jimmy Johnson was an athlete, but he was a coach, but it's like Jimmy Johnson gives up coaching and it's like, all right, cool. Now he still gets erections. I'm glad I know that.
Right.
And now it's like, hey, Frank Thomas doesn't play baseball anymore. I hope his testosterone levels are
Wes right. Welker wore Depends, though.
Right.
Did he really?
That
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, he was what? A Depends spokesman
Wait,
for a
what?
While.
Yeah, really? I wore Depends. So, like, seventh grade, I used to piss the bed or pee the bed all the time.
What?
Mm-hmm. Till seventh grade,
man.
This is the best day ever.
That's so random.
You wore Depends until seventh grade?
Well, like six, seven. Well, I was a big guy, so like normal sizes didn't fit.
Normal sized what?
Diapers.
Well, teenage diapers.
There's no normal sized sixth grade diapers.
You just admitted on one of the most listened to morning shows in the state. That you wore diapers until you were in seventh grade.
It was at nighttime.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go all over the bed.
Right.
Well, how about you just train yourself?
I know.
And just think, an hour ago, you were making fun of Josiah for sucking at football.
Yeah.
And you're the one who was pissing the
he
bed.
He just went, yes! Hallelujah.
Yeah. I should. So I take a few off, huh?
Yeah.
Can I give you a little life advice, Tommy, moving forward?
Having this cup of this iced coffee or whatever.
Is that just
Tommy,
pure Jameson?
I want you to just imagine this for a second. Okay, shut your eyes and just imagine this. You're on a beach somewhere. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're in South America. You're on this extravagant vacation. Maybe a frozen marg in your hand or something. You're on the beach.
Yep, sounds great.
And Ronaldo walks up to you.
Oh, no, he's peeing himself.
And I don't know, he's flirting with you a little bit. Testing the waters.
No.
And you lean into Ronaldo's ear and you whisper, I used to piss the bed. I wore adult diapers until seventh grade. Deal breaker for Ronaldo. Just heads up.
Don't write him off yet.
I don't know.
Maybe that's his thing.
Yeah, it could be his thing.
Hawk's dad's into poop porn.
I love how Hockey's had his... His hands in his face.
Yeah. What, Chris?
Face in his hands. For
I
like
don't
the last
want to take
minutes.
A moment away from you. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I can't
Thank
wait to hear
honesty,
what comes
man.
Out next.
Can you never leave?
So wait a minute. Let's go back to you pissing your bed until you're in seventh grade.
Yeah, I didn't want to do sleepovers. I had a best friend named Fry, Frenchie, Fry, all the... Yeah. He had a problem like I did. So we bonded over that.
Yeah,
we
I'm
never,
sure he appreciates
But we both
that.
Got
I'm
over
sure
it sixth,
that.
Seventh grade.
May I ask
oh,
a question?
Thank God.
May
Please
ask
do.
Mm-hmm. How does it come up with Fry that you both pee the bed?
Oh, in high school, we got just talking. And
just like this.
Yeah, just like this.
Pampers Anonymous.
Oh, so this
yeah.
was,
he's
you,
in a very public
you,
forum.
You
and
bonded
he's just...
afterwards. You didn't like
at
get
the time,
together and pee the bed.
They ran into
grade.
Each other in the
right.
Depends aisle.
Because we were always the guys like, we don't need to sleep over tonight.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I used to, if it did happen, like I'd be in my own, what are those called?
Sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I just roll it up, call my mom at like 5 in the morning. I'm like, got to go. And mm-hmm. she'd come pick me up.
Yeah.
So was it is it mm-hmm. just a tinkle that came out? Or like, did you full on pee the bed?
It was, if I had pop like after 5 p.m.,
come on, four.
It'd be a full on pee the bed.
Yeah.
But sometimes it would be just, I'd
so it was
start,
like
fuller
from home alone.
I'd start and I'd be going and I'd wake up. Like while I was going.
That's awesome. Good for you.
So is this still an ongoing issue?
Not at all.
You sure?
Totally fine now. Unless I drink
Does it happen
way
in Vegas?
Too much.
Yeah, like in Vegas?
What now?
Unless I drink way too much, I'll pee the bed. It's probably happened like 5 to 7 times.
This month?
No! Since I've started drinking.
You're like 25.
Which was what, ninth grade?
No. No, I never had a sip before I was 21.
Thank you for your honesty.
But, yeah.
Was it just number one?
Yeah, I've never two'd myself, no.
Never have?
Well, running I have.
When what? Else? When else?
On runs?
Yeah.
Oh, I've pooped myself. Jeez. Running. You, everyone wow. has. Like,
this
when
is
you
like
eat
the
bad,
first time Howard Stern found Beetlejuice.
No, but when you fart and then it just a little extra comes out when you're running. And
right.
That's different.
Right.
Yeah.
That's sharding like, is different yeah, than
pooping your pants.
Full out poop probably twice when I was running.
You just dumped logs in your pants.
No, but like, well, your stomach just really hurts after eating bad on a Sunday, and then Monday comes and you go on a run. What and you're like mile three into it, and it just happens. And I had to throw away my compression shorts. Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Do you finish the run?
No, that's the one I had my yeah. mom come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your mom is so tired of picking up things with your pants soiled.
She keeps extra pants in the trunk.
Yeah. Your mom's okay. just at home just it's just happy. Dreading when the phone rings and it says Tommy. It's,
okay. Ed Senior, get the diapers. Tommy's calling. He needs us. He must have gone yeah. on a run after Steak Sunday.
Imagine if they had emojis back then. she just gets a text. It's just a poop emoji.
Yep.
It's like the bat signal.
Tommy, can you stick around and play Triangle of Death with us?
Yes, I can.
I can't wait to hear your answers. The Power Trip Morning Show qualifies some of you, one of you, for a trip for two to London right after this Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, if you're headed out to Vikings training camp, head over to Union 32 in Eagan while you're out there and hang with the fans, Corey Cove, 3 to 5 p.m. Friday. Have a beer, play some games, and win prizes at Union 32. More info, kfan.com.
The place is so badass, it's not even funny.
I'm a
love
fan.
That place. Big fan. Right next to the old training camp facility. Just a small little hop, skip, and a jump over there.
And,
who does that? Who hops, skips, and jumps? Unless you're doing the triple jump.
I can't anymore. I used to, but I can't. AJ was down at camp yesterday. We'll talk to him about that in the next segment.
Yeah.
Find out what that was all about. Hi,
heard
Ben Lieber.
The crowd was light.
Morning.
It's yeah. rookies and stuff. I get that, but I heard sounds like nobody was there.
That's accurate.
T.O. just, as well as here, Tommy Olsen, part of maybe the most popular segment in the history of the Power Trip Morning Show.
Which is great for you, not saying much for us, right?
Yeah, I got a little carried away.
I loved it.
It's okay.
I really loved it.
That's
yes,
fine.
Don't ever Here's. Stop being you, baby.
All right, let's do this.
Yes.
Let's play.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Jesus. And we're all on a team. That's the best part.
The yes. best part, baby.
And you guys did not do well a couple days ago, but now there's five options.
Mm. That was a hard one.
That was really, really bad.
Chris, while I'm getting this phone bank ready, why don't you tell people what they're playing for?
It's a great point, Cor. I'd love to.
Do you need somebody to stall for you?
No, I've got it right here.
While you stall for me?
I literally have it right here. It's cool.
Right on.
So, tomorrow we're going to play a little game called the Initials Game. There are four of us. Pari, AJ, Saucy, and myself. All week long, we've been qualifying people to pick their representative. If you picked Meat Sauce to represent you and he wins initials tomorrow, you win a trip for two to London to see Tottenham play in their brand new soccer home, White Hart Lane, which opens this fall. You get two round trip tickets, two tickets to the match, four nights in a hotel, a stadium tour, and you're going to meet some of the great Tottenham players of all time. Plus, you're going to get tickets to Tuesday's great match between Tottenham and AC Milan at U.S. Bank Stadium. Tickets on sale to that right now. So great prize on tap. But you got to qualify. And in order to do that, you have to be part of this game right now.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike, do you understand how Triangle of Death works?
I do.
Right on. Sweet. So it's five rounds. Mike has to win three out of five rounds against the Power Trip Morning Show. He has to correctly predict three members of the show in a row. To get a question wrong, I'm going to use the same category from 2 days ago because I did a whole bunch of prep and then we used almost none of it because you guys sucked so badly. So I give you the TV show, you give me the year it debuted. The year that these following TV shows debuted. And then, Mike, you have to choose between Lieber, Tommy Olsen, Sauce, Hawk, and AJ. Who will get it incorrect? Are you ready?
Who will get it incorrect?
Who will get it in the correct? Sounds like you absolutely understand this game. Here we go.
We got it.
What year, Mike, did the... Don't answer this, Mike. Again, you got to pick the people who will not get it right. The year the Smurfs debuted, the animated version of the Smurfs back in the old day. What do you think?
Back in the old day.
I think Chris.
Ooh. The cartoon porn aficionado.
Correct.
I'm going to say 1984.
Strike one. All right.
Man, that's hard.
Now, Mike. Anytime, Mike. Who do you want now?
AJ.
Alexis Jenga.
I'm going to go 1987, Core.
Strike two. So far, so good. Mike, you need one more to win round one.
Saucy.
Exorcism bags.
I don't know what... Oh,
what was that?
Exorcism bags. Genius. Oh. 77?
Incorrect. Oh. Tommy or Ben, what would you have said? Let's see if you would have had a shot at it.
83.
Tommy?
76.
Nobody would have got it right, so you would have won no matter what, Mike. 1981 of this first debut. 1981.
All right.
So round one goes to Mike. Round two. Everybody Loves Raymond, a show that no one has ever seen, but it technically was on TV. Everybody Loves Raymond. What year did that debut? Mike, all five guys back on the board. Who do you want?
Chris.
Dwight Hawkey.
Give it to me one more time.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
2004, Corey. Is that not right?
That is incorrect.
Did everybody giggle for a reason? Is that a terrible guess?
Incorrect.
I don't think it's a terrible guess.
Incorrect.
I don't think it's a good one.
Really?
Hawk is off the board. Who else?
Soft.
Make America Whale Again.
I'm going to go with Everybody Loves Raymond was obviously 2001.
Strike two. Down to AJ, Tommy, and Lieber.
Let's go, Tommy.
Tommy.
96.
That's right.
Oh, wow! Whoa!
Wow.
Daddy, don't mess around!
All right, that was a hell of a pull. Nicely done. But 4 years after you were born, you somehow knew that Everybody Loves Raymond started in 1996. Power Trip wins round two. Woo!
Damn right.
Round three. The year Homeland debuted. All five guys back on the board. Mike, who do you want?
Chris.
Hogsley.
I see ya.
Hogsley.
2010, Corey.
Strike one. Mike, who's next?
Sauce.
Man, I've seen the show.
Eduardo Lambert.
Thank you. Pio, for sure. I'm going to say Homeland came out in 2013.
Strike two. AJ, Lieber, or Tommy?
Lieber.
Come on, Liebs.
Lieber.
2011. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah!
Yeah! Come on.
That is the correct answer. Absolutely. All right.
Nice.
Rounds two and three go to the Power Trip. So, Mike, you need to get the next two rounds correct to have a chance of qualifying. What year did Modern Family debut?
Let's go, Chris.
I'm going to go Chris again.
Sweet Pirate Coat.
Thank you. Since 2018, Corey.
Is that your guess?
No, it's 2018 now.
Mm-hmm.
2010! Ding!
Oh. Strike one.
All right, meat sauce.
09.
Sauce.
That's right.
Yeah, that was...
We don't mess around!
That was pretty good. All right, Power Trip wins three consecutive rounds, which we need a new player. Good morning, what's your name?
Mike, the good one.
Another Mike, okay, but a Mike that has a chance to win, apparently, because the other Mike is already out the door. All right, round one. I need the year that Baywatch debuted.
Chris.
Round one.
Hey, when's your next concert?
It's actually, thank you for asking, Duluth, tomorrow night at the Pier B. It's going to be great.
What time will that be?
I think it'll be on at 8.
Thanks, babe. Baywatch, go.
91. Ding.
You're having a great day.
I am terrible at this, right. Apparently.
Mike, who's next?
Sauce.
Exorcism bags.
92.
Strike two.
Tommy, he wasn't even alive yet.
94!
1994 is absolutely wrong.
93?
90. 1989.
Oh.
So Mike wins round one, but the last Mike won round one and then lost three consecutive rounds. We'll see if you have a better shot here. I need the year Law and Order debut.
Oh, great show, right,
Law
Hugs?
And Order.
Great.
Mike, hockey. Go ahead. Going hockey.
The cartoon porn aficionado.
I'm going to go 1993, Core. Damn it!
Strike one.
Sauce.
Taking sauce.
The guy who used to smoke weed, but then stopped smoking weed, and now gets yelled at by our boss Chad Abbott for bringing up the fact that he used to smoke weed.
87.
Strike two.
Let's go Lieber.
Lieber.
This is a tough one because I feel like Law and Order has been around since I've been alive. I'm going to go 91.
90. You missed it by 1 year. 1990 is the right answer. So Mike wins the first two rounds. You only need one of the next three, Mike, to qualify for this trip. You have a shot if you can get one of the next three rounds to go through. I need the year that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire debuted in the U.S.? What year did it debut in the United States?
What sauce?
Sauce.
98.
Strike one.
Tommy.
Taking Tommy.
Oof. Tom.
Tommy, Tom, Toms.
Tom, Tom.
Tommy, Tom, Tom,
Tommy. Tom, Tom.
Tommy,
Tom, Tom.
Tommy, Tom, Tom.
Tom, Tom.
Tommy, Tom, Tom.
Tommy, Tom, Tom.
2000.
Strike two.
It all comes down to this.
Mike, if you can get one more in a row to get this incorrect, you are our daily qualifier and have a shot tomorrow at a trip for two to London. If not, we go to round four. Who do you want?
Did I say Lieber already?
Nope, not this round.
Okay.
You're going to take Lieber?
Lieber.
Lieber.
Yep. So wait, Sauce, what did you say?
I said 98.
Yeah, I'm going to go 99.
So you're going to split the difference and say 1999?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Lieber, Lieber's got it.
Keeps us alive.
Round four. Mike, you need one of the next two rounds. I need the year that The Simpsons debuted.
Ooh. That's an easy one. Okay. So, Tommy.
Tom, Tom.
Matt Groening.
92.
Strike one.
Hockey.
The cartoon porn aficionado.
That's a mistake, dude. It's the year I graduated. 1989!
That's right.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding,
finally!
Hell yeah.
Now you're warming up!
Yeah, you are. Get that thing out. That was loud.
All right, so the Power Trip wins rounds three and four. It comes down to round five.
Rubber match.
And this is a tough one. This is the tough one.
Rubber.
I need the year The Price is Right debuted.
Whoa.
Chris.
Dwight Hawkey.
I was feeling good about myself, and well, that's over.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Okay. 19.
Good start.
74! Damn it.
Strike one.
Mean,
so
hard.
Far, so good. Sorry. Mike, you need two more right. Go.
Sauce.
What?
Make America Wham again.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to go with 19.
Good start.
Thanks. Get your own bit. 19. 81.
Strike two. Mike, it comes down to the very last person with the very last guess in the last round. If you get this right, you're our qualifier. You're going Tommy.
Tommy.
Good guess.
Tom, Tom.
Montios.
Tommy, if you get this right, Mike will hate you forever. If you get it wrong, Mike will love you forever.
Don't let us down, poopy pants.
1979!
What? Say that again?
79.
Absolutely not! Oh, no, no, Mike, you are the winner, 1972.
Oh, yeah. Missed him by that much.
Not bad, not bad. Mike, you are the winner, which means because Sauce and AJ are off the board, you have to also also pick your representative tomorrow. Do you want Parrish or Hockey to represent you tomorrow in initials? And if they win, you win a trip for two to London.
Congrats, Hawk.
You want Chris.
Thank you very much.
He's
I will do my very best, and we are in studio tomorrow, so I feel pretty good about my chances.
Mike, stay on hold. You are our daily qualifier, which means tomorrow morning, before initials, we will qualify somebody to get stuck with Mark Parrish, who will inevitably finish second.
He may finish second, but hey, again, somebody tomorrow is going to win a trip to London.
That's awesome, yes.
To see Tottenham play and go to that brand new stadium, 2 round-trip tickets, tickets to the match, and 4 nights of hotel, stadium tour, all that great stuff. And don't forget to go see Tottenham play AC Milan at US Bank Stadium on Tuesday.
See you, Tommy.
See you, guys. Thanks.
See you, Tommy.
Love you, Tommy.
Love
you, guys.
You made my whole day.
Thanks, guys.
Don't pee the bed. Vikings news. News is next. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. Hey, we did it last segment, but all week long, culminating tomorrow, you can listen to the Power Trip to learn how you can qualify to win a trip to England. Premier match, Tottenham's brand new stadium. Don't forget your tickets to the new International Champions Cup. Kicktheballs.com to purchase those. But tomorrow, we play the initials game to get that winner selected and send somebody to England. Right, Chris?
Somebody going to England.
Somebody going to England.
That's pretty cool. What a cool prize, man. And don't forget, the big soccer game is Tuesday. U.S. Bank Stadium. Going to be fun. Come on down.
Kicktheballs.com.
That's right. That's what.
Oh, man. It's time for Vikings news on the Power Trip Morning Show.
It's true, but I miss Tommy already.
It's time for Vikings news.
Redco! Ben Lieber, it sounds like about 6 people showed up to a training camp day number one.
Yeah.
Partially because I'm sure they're used to Mankato, so they're probably intimidated by what seems like it's going to be pretty streamlined, but still people on new experience, it might freak them out a little bit to not understand how this whole thing in Eagan works, even though it sounds like it's pretty self-explanatory. But also, it was rookies. It's a walkthrough and then a practice. You're not seeing the full team. Maybe not much to see. I assume most people are waiting for the full team practices later this week, starting on Saturday. But Pat Elflein, who reported early because he's injured, already on the PUP list. So surgery in January on that fractured left ankle, also dealing with a shoulder issue or two. Not expected to be out long, but won't slash can't practice until he's officially off that list. Zimmer said, quote, it shouldn't be too long. So it sounds like they're just being a little cautious, that it's not something to be super concerned about. But do you have any accented concern moving forward that Elflein 6 and change months later is not ready to go yet?
I do, actually. You know, when they say not long, I trust that it won't be too terribly long. But this is a guy that, you know, he needs to continue to develop. I mean, he had a great rookie year, but I think everybody looks at year two for every position as like, that's a pivotal year. You know, that's the whole sophomore slump. You know, that first off season as a rookie is a great chance to get back into the weight room and hit all the things that you need to work on as a young guy, and it's your first taste of really an NFL off season. You know, the college off season is much different, and you can really make some jumps and leaps and bounds in your first off season. So I do think that he did miss an opportunity there. Depending on how long he's going to be out for training camp this year, which let's just say if it's a week, not a big deal. If it's 2 weeks, then yeah, I would say that's a little bit of a concern, you know, that you're missing reps. You missed that chance to get stronger and to be much better than you were last year. And then also, you know, what's going on with Easton, you know, is he just going to slide back into left guard? Then he misses reps at left guard. I think any injury to a prominent position is a cause for a little bit of concern.
When he fractured his ankle, was there ligament damage as well? Does anybody remember? Because otherwise, I would think a fractured ankle 6 months in should be absolutely healed. Right? 6 months?
I'm going to guess that anytime you do anything down there with your ankle, you're going to have some sort of soft tissue damage. And that's probably what's taking the longest.
Ooh. Now I want soft pretzels.
Oh, yeah. There's donuts out in the hallway.
I know, I already had one. Courtesy of the Lynx, right?
Yeah.
I think the
Lynx
dropped
the All-Star game.
All-Star game.
God, I love the Lynx and I love the donuts. J.P. Quinn, they added a day or two ago for depth, an undrafted center.
Yeah,
that's got to be tough too, right? Where you basically know you're just like a rebound. You're just holding on until the second elf line's back. You probably find a way to kick J.P. Quinn right off the team. But hey, maybe he, you know, it's a 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 day window to try to show somebody something.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's not a great position to be in per se if you're looking at it realistically, but he also has a chance. You know, just a few hours before, he didn't have a chance with anybody. He didn't have an opportunity. Now he's got his foot in the door with an organization, and it's up to him to make the best of it. You know, maybe that lands him on practice squad, you know, and then maybe that lands him getting more reps this next offseason and actually making a name for himself and making the team the following year. So, yeah, he's probably just a camp body, but you can still do something with that camp body.
I read in the paper today about undrafted receiver. I think he's a receiver, right? Jeff Bidette or yeah. Bidet. I hope it's Bidet.
Yeah, it's not Bidet.
Because then otherwise you're washing your ass with a bidet. Or it's the Tom Bidette bit, like he just said, that Harlan Williams once brilliantly parodied on this show. But I love that he claims he's the fastest guy on the team. He says, quote, "I'm the fastest guy in the Vikings. I'm very fast." He ran a 4.2740 at Oklahoma's Pro Day.
That's
Trey Waynes ran the 40 at 4.31 at the Combine. And when asked if he's faster than Trey Waynes, Jeff said, yes, I'm sure. Which is great, because if only there was a way to somehow measure speed. Right, like if Jeff said, "I'm the tallest guy in the Vikings," and then if somebody's like, "Dude, are you sure? Are you sure you're the tallest?" Somebody could get out a ruler and say, "Jeff is officially the tallest."
Yeah, you could. Like, yeah, so there you go.
If he ran a 4.27 and Trey Waynes ran a 4.31, I don't need to see them in a race.
No.
Jeff's faster.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw that quote too, I'm like, that's a pretty obvious answer. Like, and it's not braggadocious. It's just saying, like, I am technically the fastest guy on the team.
No,
like,
but you can help me with this, though, because you've been a part of a pro day, right, at K-State.
Yeah.
Don't they always say that the pro day timer is a little more favorable than the combine because you might have a slightly impartial person timing you? So that 4 point. So you might miss. So maybe there's a tenth of a second or something there where you get a slight little bump from the hometown official, but I assume all the scouts kind of try to run their own time.
Yeah,
as well.
All the scouts run their own time as well. So they, you know, if the official came from the Oklahoma strength staff, then that's the number that's being reported. You know, you're talking hundreds of a second. You probably wouldn't really even notice that in a real race if you put them up next to each other, and it doesn't make any difference on the field.
You ever heard of this kid? You ever seen him play?
Yeah, he's a transfer from Kentucky, I believe, that played at Oklahoma. You know, he's a straight line guy. I watched him last year and I didn't see anything spectacular from his tape. Before they played the Iowa State game, which is interesting because, you know, with that speed, you think that Baker would be able to find him more often, but, he wasn't as big of a primary target in their scheme as I expected. So he has, yes, a lot of speed. I think that, you know, he's still going to have to work on running the routes and using that speed to get open and causing that separation. So he's still, speed is great, but you know, you're not throwing the ball down 50 yards, 60 yards down the field all the time. So use it to your advantage in the short area.
Rosie just walked in Hawkeye. I assume you have Zimmer audio from yesterday,
him
addressing the media. Why don't we hold off and play that with Rosie so Rosie can react to Mike Zimmer reacting to the death of Tony Sparano. And, of course, the memorial service is tomorrow, so Friday's practice was canceled, full team practice on Saturday.
And that's the right thing to do. You know, I heard the press conference yesterday, and yes, I mean, the appropriate questions that the media needed to ask was what is going on from a business standpoint of who's going to fill that position. And of course they're like, we're not talking about that right now. But you know, in reality they have to talk about it. You know, that's the harsh part about it, that's the cold, hard facts of this time of year in the NFL, is that business must go on. And so, yeah, I mean, it's right for them to not talk about it publicly, but it's something that they obviously have to address internally. So I think we're all kind of just waiting to see what happens there. I think we all think that Janoco is going to be the guy. I don't think that you can necessarily bring in somebody off the streets, especially the guy that was rumored from the Cardinals. I just don't think that makes a lot of sense. to get him up to speed with this offense and get him up to speed with the players and their skill sets and to have a requisite opinion on who's going to play and then and how to teach technique. So I think it's going to have to be somebody from within.
So, Ben, yesterday, looking real quick, I think the name was Clancy Barone.
Clancy Barone, that's
right. The tight ends coach was the one who was working more so with the offensive line
correct.
Than anybody else. Is that an indicator that maybe if it is internal, he's a front runner, or are they just trying him out? What do you think? How do you read into that?
Well, I think it is the most natural. He's more experienced than Andrew.
Yeah, he has some history coaching the offensive
yeah.
line.
And really coaching inline tight ends is just an extension of the offensive line. So sure. he has familiarity with what Sperano is looking for with those guys. It does add more to his plate because as this offense evolves, tight ends are going to be split out more and more. There's going to be more emphasis on route running versus blocking and working with your offensive line. So it's going to be more work for him, I think, in the short term. You know, I could see him sort of just transitioning into the offensive line because I think coaching, you know, 2 to 3 tight ends will be a little bit easier job than coaching 5 offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So maybe Janoco goes over to tight ends or something. There's a mix there where Clancy just sort of moves in the offensive line and somebody else takes care of tight ends as the season goes along.
Jason Zucker, about 30 minutes from now, about 8:20 or so, we're reacting to his new 5-year contract with the Minnesota Wild. But Mark Rosen joins next, and we will play that Mike Zimmer audio yesterday from training camp down at TCO. Ben Lieber's here, and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show returns right after this on The Fan.
It is Thursday, and it's the 8 o'clock hour, so you need to be on guard, listeners. For the first time that we play one of the rosy button bars, you need to be the third caller at that moment, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326. And if we answer your phone call, you win a $50 gift card to the Edina Grill, courtesy of Blue Plate Restaurant.
Good morning, Mark Rosen.
Thank you, Edina Grill, and I can't imagine that I've contributed anything to that sound bar.
You?
No.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Now, Mark, look, you're iconic. You're an attractive man. You've been a staple in the Twin Cities for
10 years.
Oh, 10, 15 years.
That's okay. It?
That's it.
You lied to me.
I did.
Back in your high school or college days, did you ever have an experience where some total smoke show kind of liked you but kind of liked some other dude, and then you kind of had to fight for? You ever had to fight for a gal? Not a physical fight, but just, you know.
Please.
Rose. But
no.
Most people have been in that spot, at least on some
course,
level, right? Where you're like,
course.
Man,
absolutely.
I hope she's not into such and such dude because I really like this
I don't
guy.
Know where this story is going, yeah, but neither, probably but not going to end well.
Now, let's just go resume run. One. Resume number one is Twin Cities icon, right? Media juggernaut.
Mm-hmm, yeah. mm-hmm.
Beloved by Rubes, beloved by Channel sure. 4 viewers. He's the Pleasant Millionaire, former author, right? Award-winning author.
Yeah, thanks.
Regional Emmy winner.
Get a great seat.
Right.
Yeah,
great ass, right.
Yeah.
It's a killer.
That's resume number one.
Okay.
Now, what if the gal looks at resume two and says, well, this guy makes $5.5 million a year now.
Mm.
Oh, I get where you're going with this.
Swing and a miss.
I mean, yeah. You lose to Jason now every time.
Pretty much do you want fries with that.
Yeah.
Compared to Jason, yes.
Yes, yes.
This was the deal breaker. Like, I thought she was leaning towards you a little bit, but now it's...
more than a little.
I'm
just saying what I'm saying.
Now it's over. We'll talk to Jason next segment, and you can congratulate him on his victory.
I'm not even going to come close to congratulating him on his victory. I was hoping he was going to get traded.
Oh, well.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know.
No, she probably would have gone with.
What is your problem?
Well...
Not 100%, but
not 100%, no. No, is he going to call in? It's early.
He is. He's calling in next.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
Producer Sauce over there.
No, I'm very happy for the
sounds
sucker.
Like it.
It really does. It's not real sincere, was it?
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. Thanks, Continental Diamond. Nine
Thanks,
straight
Julie.
Years best jeweler, jeweler in the Twin Cities.
Yes, yes.
Minnesota Bride Magazine. Justifiably so.
Correct.
We'll talk more about Jason in a second, and we'll talk to Jason in the next segment, but like I mentioned before break, Mike Zimmer addressed the media yesterday at Vikings training camp at TCO in Eagan. So did Rick Spielman, of course, as well. But they both, of course, were reacting to the death of Tony Sperano.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Both of them got pretty choked up, justifiably so, again.
Right. Well, it's, you know, Ben knows this better than anyone. I mean, the timing of having at least the coaches to bond with each other was right, given the fact that the untimely death happened on Sunday and they were able to gather together as one unit on Monday. And, yeah, I mean, it had to be the first time. You know, Mike, I'm sure, keeps a lot of things close to the vest. And it's one thing to maybe express yourself to your coworkers or your friends, but quite another when you get in front of a microphone for the first time and you actually have to start talking about that. Hmm. And I'm sure that was the first time he had. And it's a whole different world when you try to find those words and you're coming out of your mouth and something and someone who meant so much to him personally beyond the coaching part of it. So, I recall, vividly, the situation that happened in Mankato when Corey Stringer died of heat stroke that morning, and the next morning, Denny Green and Randy Moss and Chris Carter, they were all gathered there. It was one of the toughest, if not the toughest thing I've ever seen. It was so raw, so real, and on a different level, really the same level, because it's a coach instead of a player. What we saw yesterday with Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman was, you know, that's life. It wasn't about X's and O's. It was about what this person meant to me.
It's good to get back out here on the field. You know, it takes a little bit of sting away of losing a great friend, a great coach, good man. Unfortunately, I've been through this about 8 years ago when I lost my wife. So we're hoping that this is the last time. But Tony was a very good friend of mine, excellent football coach, a mentor for me to be able to go in and talk to him about things in the office. He was always here very, very early. And we were able to sit down and talk about not just football, talk about life, talk about kids and things like that. So it'll be hard for a few days, but we'll get through it and we'll get back to work and do the things that we do, and that's what he'd want us to do.
So, Ben, we've talked about this a million times on this show, that all kinds of personalities can be a winning formula for a coach, right? You can be a screamer. You can be soft-spoken like Tony Dungy. Every path has been successful at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on your group. It depends on the people that are playing underneath you. But the couple of things we've learned this week about Sperano that I think are interesting, one from former players and then yesterday from Mike Zimmer, a lot of players keep saying that he's one of the coaches that you can clearly tell cared about you as a person, not just as a player. You weren't just a commodity.
Right.
He asked about your family, your kids, your life. He cared about you as a person, and everybody has pointed that out. But Zimmer yesterday said that Sperano was the kind of guy who would get in your face and, you know, reprimand you and discipline you and yell at you, but then would almost immediately put his arm around you. How in general, in your football career, how did you respond to coaches like that who knew they cared? And they were going to be hard on you. They expected, like, the top-of-the-line kind of standards, but were super quick to be supportive right after they had to do what they had to do.
Honestly, I kind of think that's how coaching always should be. You know, I actually wish more coaches were like that, that was more their approach. Because, you know, motivating guys, it's difficult, but I think most guys are motivated when someone gets in your face. I mean, think about it in any job. You know, if a guy gets in your face a little bit and gets a little aggressive, what immediately happens? Blood pressure rises, you get a little heated yourself, get your mind thinking a little bit more, and sometimes you might just say, like, I'm going to do this just to spite this guy, right? But in the end, when you really want to seal the deal as a coach, is you show equal parts compassion and love towards that player when it's all said and done. And you explain to them, you know, why they're being so tough. You mm-hmm. do that, and I think you have any player wrapped around your finger. I think everybody likes to be pushed and motivated. Everybody needs a push in the back every once in a while. It's uncomfortable, but I think that's where most guys really, really start to develop and really become, you know, from good to great and great to elite and all that other stuff. So it sounds like he did it, in my opinion, the right way. You know, you have to get in these guys. You just can't. You know, the Tony Dungy thing is great, and I know it works for some people, but I know for me, long term, I just don't think that would have worked for me, especially early in my career as a young player. You know, maybe as a veteran, you don't really need that sort of push all the time. That can be a little exhausting. Sort of like why guys, I think, some guys, most guys, 90% of the guys like Bill Belichick's approach. It's business. You know where you stand with him. He's going to motivate you. It can be exhausting. And it can really test your mental toughness. But in the end, if you're winning games, that's all that matters. So anyway, I know I kind of went on to Belichick and all that other stuff, but he did it the right way. And it seems like universally from coaches and players, not just with this team, but players and coaches around the league are all saying the same thing. So you know it's got to be true.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of too many offensive line coaches who were too cerebral about a lot of things. There are a lot of them were reflective of the personalities, but also what they needed from them. And I think even going back to Johnny Michaels, who was a long time offensive line coach for the Vikings when Bud Grant was here. He was one of those guys that had all the catchy lines, the motivational tools, smart man. I mean, as smart as a whip. I mean, well read and all that. But he knew how to push buttons in offensive line guys, even though they're kind of quiet and as a unit unto themselves. But I think Sperano was probably pretty indicative of a lot of other offensive line coaches in the league.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, going back to what I was saying too about the coaching styles. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You can't yell all the time, right? You
tell Abbott
you can't.
That.
But
it's just for you.
I would, you know, me personally, I'd rather have a coach that's not afraid to get under your skin and not afraid to push you verbally mm-hmm. and emotionally than a coach that just thinks everything's hunky dory and wants to be your best friend.
Hmm. Yeah. Isn't it at least fun, even if there's like a 1% chance? Isn't the Tice speculation fun?
Well, it
how awesome would that be?
Gay people, well, yeah, I don't know if they have any pencils
gay people?
There. I don't think they have any.
Gay
no,
people.
I don't think.
That was random. Yeah, gay people. Okay. Yeah.
Well, he still has.
Gave
his,
people.
Yeah, he gave people. I don't think they have any pencils left at their new facility. Everything's computerized, so I don't think there are any pencils. He had to bring his own to put them behind his ear. And he still has his parking spot at Bunny's, I believe.
I'm sure.
So that's,
you know, but that Bump works. And Gerzy brought it up last night. Yeah. Clearly, from our perspective, it would be great because he's constant sound bites, right? Tice is a great talker.
Yes,
he's a great interview. He's a sound bite a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But as they pointed out last night, too, he's a respected coach, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, he's been hired multiple times
yes, he
to
has.
Keep doing
but
this
he'd
job.
He'd be muzzled if he was
yes.
an
under Zimmer.
Yes.
If he was an offensive line coach, now you don't see a lot of assistants ever being interviewed.
No,
you just
no,
don't.
No,
we squeeze it out of them.
Yeah,
right. You're absolutely right about that.
Talk to Rose.
Yeah, well, I'd listen. That's for sure.
That would be sweet. All right,
a
couple of other things quickly.
Yep.
The Twins 12-6 over the Blue Jays in 11 innings. 6 runs in the 11th. Mark Rosen, a couple of RBI doubles. Garver with a monster game, 4-6, 5 RBI and a home run.
Yeah, baseball is a funny game. They looked as lethargic as a baseball team could look. Losing at Kansas City 3 in a row and barely could get the ball out of the infield, and they go into Toronto. You know, not a great baseball team, but certainly a better team than what they just faced, and they're putting up runs like a pinball machine the last couple of days. So, you know, the real test starts tonight. Again, as we approach the trading deadline, what are you supposed to think about this baseball team? Well, they got 4 games against the Red Sox. Good luck.
tonight in Boston, Kyle Gibson versus Brian Johnson.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hugs.
I'm so glad.
He's pitching.
If Brian Johnson's coming out to the field. How's your arm feel, Brian?
Sir!
It's sir? You want me to call you sir? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely not.
We should play some more ACDC.
I wonder who's on the hotline. We have a very special guest. Punch him up real quick, if you would, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh. Hi. Geez. Hi, Carly Zucker.
That
how
sounds
are
like
you?
Carly.
Oh, my God, you guys sound so disappointed.
No,
I'm not.
No, we're glad
we thought it was somebody.
Carly,
Rosie
Mark.
Perked
Mark,
up.
Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Rosie just knocked everything over on the table.
Wow.
Look at you. Is the sun a little brighter this morning for you, Carly?
Yeah, the sun's a little brighter. The sky's a little bluer. It's all a little nicer.
It's cloudy out.
Mm-hmm.
Get off the shrooms.
She's obviously in Las Vegas.
It can't be here.
Is it true that you wanted to call before Jason calls in the next segment just so you can get the first word?
Well, I mean, I don't even know if it's the first word. I feel like it's just who would you rather hear from?
Oh, here?
Okay.
Jason.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Rosie, you're welcome to vote.
I already did.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the person who's on the phone can stay on the line. Mm. Yes.
How relieved are you right now that this whole business is over, Carly?
I'm very happy. I mean, I don't know. The Wild was great during the process, but I feel like it's one of those things where since it's long-term, since it's 5 years, you're just so happy to be done and have some security.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now he better just step it up because As I heard 100 times from everybody, I mean, he disappears in the playoffs.
Wow.
And so,
you're good.
You are
wow, Harley. Yeah.
You are toughest one in the room.
Yeah.
Forget about Russo.
Yeah.
So I mean, he better just not skate through now, pun intended, that he has this contract.
Right.
It seems to me two things. I'm sorry, Corey. I would guess two things. Number one, it sounds to me like Jason's probably laying right beside you right now, isn't he?
No.
Oh, he's not. Okay, cool. I thought maybe
you told him to go work out.
Yeah, right.
She kicked him out.
You just made Rosie's day.
Yeah, right. And number two, it sounds to me like it's a good thing they weren't negotiating with you, because you think he's overpaid, is what it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have just traded him. I would have actually probably just traded him right away. And then done with it.
Hey, Carl, you know how the joke with like older men is that they always just keep dumping their wives for younger, more attractive women, right? That's kind of the play.
Right. Well, I'm going to be doing that with Jason.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying is, last time I checked, Dumba makes more money and is younger.
Ooh, that sounded like that approval.
Sounded,
there,
yeah.
She never thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way.
Carly Dumba sounds nice.
Yeah, Carly Dumba does sound nice.
Carly Rosen sounds way better.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. I could have, like, sister husbands, though, or something.
Yep.
Like,
interesting.
That's a hell of a threesome there, Dumba and Zucker and Rosen.
Dumba, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Now, that's a good line.
When are you guys coming back to sit down so he can actually sign the deal?
Already signed.
Oh.
But, I mean, like, we weren't waiting on that.
Gotcha.
Technology.
Fast.
So I'm guessing since the deal is signed...
We're not giving anyone a chance to take that back.
Right. Was that just a DocuSign thing, or did you guys have to fly back into town?
Yeah, how does that work? Because I know LeBron James actually flew to California to sign it, right? So, yeah, did Jason have to fly back to sign it, or how did that happen? No. Yeah, his agent doesn't get to forge his signature. Jason has to actually sign the damn thing.
Right.
We went to the local FedEx and just printed it off.
That's hilarious.
We don't even have a printer at home, so we had to go find a FedEx.
That's what Mike used.
And Jason printed it.
So, that's pretty sweet. That's worth finding a FedEx to to ship that copy back to the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny because Dumba was. They posted a picture of Dumba after he found out, and he was like on this beautiful golf course,
right,
in Canada, and it was awesome. And he. Dumba posted, like, the call. And I really wanted to do that for Jason because he was playing Legos with Sophia.
Aww.
And they were in, like, pajamas. I mean, it was very not glamorous like Dumba's was.
Nice.
And then we had to go to the FedEx because we didn't have a printer. So.
That's depressing.
But you can afford one now.
You can buy one now, Carly.
Yeah. Now I can buy a couple of printers.
You know what?
Oh, good.
Advice. I would splurge on the all-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
get the
idea.
Scanner and get all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Carly, now you and
like
Jason, you guys definitively do not need a red card at Target. Right? We've made fun of you for years about not having one. Now you don't even need one.
You don't need it.
But Paul will be your personal shopper. No doubt about that. I've seen you two in action in Vegas. Yes.
Yeah. I'm on my way.
Sass and I are probably going to buy Target.
Yeah, hell yeah. We'll buy a couple.
Hell yeah, we're going to.
Okay. Yeah. Carly, congrats. We're happy for both of you.
No, we come back today, though. We
come
back
today.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Yeah. stop it. That's not even funny. I come back today. Get ready for me to come back.
All right.
Yay!
Sounds good. Congrats, Carly.
Love you.
Okay. Bye, guys.
See
all right, next segment, we will talk to her husband, Jason Zucker, the newly signed member of the Minnesota Wild. 5 years, $27.5 million. That's next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. You know I don't. It's much too late to find. You think you changed your mind? You better change it back. Oh. Hey, do you like barbecue? Do you like meat sauce? And do you like Dos Equis? Well, then combine all three of them and have
you
meat sauce
give
over
me
for
time
a
to answer,
backyard man. Barbecue. Register to win a backyard barbecue for 20 people, courtesy of Dos Equis. That's meat sauce, it's food, it's Dos Equis, all in your very own backyard. You can also win great prizes from our friends at No Name Butcher Quality Meats. Find out how, KFAN.com, keyword contest.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that. I mean, if it's meat sauce, you know, not...
Lay me sauce?
Yeah, I like lay me sauce.
What about Dong stand-up?
I'd have him over because I find him funny.
Thank you. about Johnny Rage?
That one...
Sauce, out of all of your alter egos, how many of them have golfed with Jason Zucker?
Well, Johnny Rage has definitely come out on the golf course.
So he's seen Johnny Rage. Yeah. Have you ever done stand-up jokes on the golf course?
I'm the funniest person he knows.
Let's ask him himself. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Congrats on the new five-year, $27.5 million contract. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Gigantic relief, I assume?
Yeah, for sure. It was nice to get it done. It was... It was kind of an unknown process for me with, being in this situation. So it was fun, it's really nice to have it done and just be able to move on with it.
Hi, Jason. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Throughout the whole process, what was the process like? How many days, hours, weeks was there actual hardcore negotiating?
I think the first real negotiations started, I want to say probably the end of June, right around the draft is when the first negotiations happened. But then, as you know, sometimes it'll hit lulls and it'll just kind of, they won't talk for a few days or a week or whatever. And I don't think there's any real reason behind it, but that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes. And then this past week it picked up and, we were able to get it done.
Jason, was there ever a lull in this where you thought, "Oh, I'm not going to be here next season"?
No, I don't think so, because they were very good through the process and making sure that both sides knew that we wanted to be in Minnesota, and they kept saying that they wanted us in Minnesota. So there wasn't any of that. We knew that the worst of the situation would have been going to arbitration and still being in Minnesota. So there weren't too many negatives to the deals. But it was nice to, have a long-term deal finished and be able to know that we're in Minnesota for the next 5 years.
Jason, I'm really, really, really happy for you.
Sound heartbroken, Mark.
I'm really, really happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When you get into hockey, do you ever think, this is obviously the reward for doing what you did last year and really the culmination of where you are right now. You ever start up thinking, if I ever make a paycheck doing what I'm doing when I start playing hockey, I'll be happy? Because that's just the mentality, particularly of a lot of hockey players.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're obviously playing because you love the game, And now, obviously, it's our job and something that, you're making sure that you're providing for your family. But being able to provide for your family, playing the sport you love and, basically be a kid for your life, it's pretty incredible. And it's something that Carly and I make sure that we don't take for granted.
Jason, this is Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
Hello, Sauce.
I don't care about any of this. I really don't, because I'm glad you got paid. You're one of the nicest people I know. I just want to know when I have my golfing friend back. Where are you?
Yes. I'm traveling back to you today, and I will make sure that we have a tee time at the very latest of Tuesday next week, maybe even earlier.
And because you're basically unemployed until the season starts, I'll buy.
Okay, sounds good. That
you don't sound excited at all. You sound like you've been traded.
Well, there's no way that's true. There's no way you're paying.
I have cash.
There's no way.
He's going to do the slow pull. He's going to do the slow pull.
You're not paying for him.
The reach for the wallet slowly until Jason says, I got this.
Right. I do the slow pull with you.
Yeah, okay. I know. Thank you for that.
Ben, your thoughts. Go.
Well, I was going to ask you just about the... I'm sure that there was a weight off your shoulders when the deal was finalized and you signed the deal, and it probably felt really good that, all right, we're going to be settled, we're going to be someplace for 5 years. But almost in an instant, was there another weight put on your shoulders as far as expectations and pressure from the team?
No, you know what? I think that was kind of started a little while ago, knowing that where this was going to end up most likely, and where we hopefully wanted it to end up, I knew that those expectations would come along with it. And so, it's one of those things that I can't worry about it all summer. I just have to make sure that I'm training for it and making sure that, that, you know, I'm doing everything that I need to do to make sure that I don't ever have a lull in my game, and I just keep moving up and keep improving.
So, Jason, for the last handful of years, you've been in that group with, you know, Granlund and Dumba and Niederreiter and Coral, all these young guys, and everybody's waiting for that young group of the Minnesota Wild to kind of step up and take a bigger role on the team, a leadership role, and now you're the fifth highest paid player on the team, and you're 26, which is, you know, you're hitting like the prime of your career. So kind of like Ben was just saying about, you know, pressure with a new contract, but are you feeling leadership pressure as well, not just performance, but now that you're higher paid, you're older, you're a veteran player, do you assume that in this next 5 years that a gigantic leadership role is probably a part of the deal as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a huge part of it, and I think a lot of that starts this year. I think there were different aspects I could have in years past with, you know, with some younger guys and things like that. But, you know, for me this year, it's going to be an all around, bigger leadership role for sure. So, I've been talking to some people about, you know, some advice with that and, you know, some different ways to make sure that I get better at that.
Jason, Paul Fenton yesterday had this to say about you and your family.
I certainly see his contribution, the way that he's been able to give back, the way that he continues to give back. You know, I watch what he's done this summer, and he's just become an integral part of our fabric. That's a nice thing when you can get players and families that are wanting to do, I guess, charities in mind and helping to promote things. It promotes our product, but it also it's great in human nature that he and his family are willing to give something back.
I have no doubt that is a factor that played into your re-signing here as well. It's got to feel good to hear that, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Carly and I obviously have such a big, you know, that's something that's so big for us as a family. And we knew that the Wild had always been really supportive of us with that. So it was nice to have the new GM come in and recognize it and still want to be behind us and support us through all of our charity stuff. And, you know, we're hoping we can just continue it from here.
Jason, what is the status of the Zucker Family Suite and Broadcast Studio at the Children's Masonic Hospital?
We have a meeting next week. So we are finalizing some details with the architects and some other details from inside the room. Mm-hmm. And construction's hopefully going to start very soon. And we're hoping that it's going to be opening by the start of the hockey season around October.
That'd be fantastic. Great timing.
Absolutely. Jason, yeah, we're really excited about it.
Jason, when it comes to new contracts, I'm not sure how it works in the NHL or even with different teams, but are you and Dumba now sort of, is there a ritual or tradition that happens with new money that comes in with the players? Are you guys supposed to buy a dinner or take people out? How does that work?
Yeah, I was just telling Carly about that last night. We were in the car, and I said, you know, I owe the team dinner now, right? She's like, oh, yeah, let's check out. And, yeah, so we had that conversation last night. So, yes, it is it's a team dinner. We'll do it somewhere on the road. We typically will talk to, well, Sauce, I mean, if you want to be there, you can.
Yeah, I'll be there. Just let me know. Are you buying?
Yeah, I'm buying.
That's the point of the story, is that he has to buy dinner.
My gosh, he's going to start blocking your calls. I'm 100% sure.
Sorry I ruined this interview.
Jason, congrats. We're happy to have you as part of the team, as a part of the show. We're happy that Carly's not going anywhere, of course, as well. So congratulations on the deal, and we'll apparently talk to you soon, and Sauce will be golfing with you within a matter of days.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Jason.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, so Jason makes $27.5 million, and I was just talking to Rosie and Ben about this. Facebook stock is plummeting.
Yes, and they had a bad day yesterday.
Bad day, like after hours yesterday, right. And it's off to a bad start today. Mark Zuckerberg lost something like the equivalent of $17 billion in the last, like, 24 hours.
Yeah. Whoa.
So, you know, no big deal.
No.
Unrealized gains, but still, stock plummets and his value
Well, we'll be
goes
interesting
down
to see
$17 billion.
If that's going to continue to be a trend with all the controversy that Facebook is embroiled in right now. It's going to be interesting.
He's almost broke.
Yeah, poor guy. GoFundMe.
I think he's down to something like $80 billion.
What's he going to do?
I don't know. Probably just wait until tomorrow when the stock probably bounces back. Who knows? One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show. Ben Lieber's here. Mark Rosen here is here. We are the Power Trip Morning Show, and this is The Fan.
It's your little Power Trip Morning Show. A few things for you to check on the Power Trip page real quick before I forget, because they are loaded up there. Number one, a hero police officer running towards a guy who's standing on a train track and has no idea that the train's about to kill him.
Hey, bud! Hey, move! Hey, bud, move! Stop the train! Stop the train! Buddy, move! 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 Oh! Sergeant, be advised. Train stopped right before he moves. Sit down. Are you okay?
Where'd you come from?
Look.
Thank you.
So, what's your last name?
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Oof. Holy cow.
So, I don't know how he didn't know it was
coming. He didn't know it was coming.
Just wasn't looking in that direction at all.
Yeah, not
God,
even.
I hate train tracks. I hate crossing them, even in a car. I get
trust
so
them.
Uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Trains aren't like hybrids. I mean, they don't sneak up on you.
Yeah, right.
No, but I hate when you come across train tracks in a car where one of the two
semaphore,
ways
yeah.
is behind a line of trees or there's buildings, and you just I'm always one of those guys. I slow down so I can absolutely look both ways. I don't stop clearly, but I slow down where I feel comfortable. There's no trains that way. There's no trains this way. Let's go across. I don't care if that arm's down or not. I just don't trust it.
Yeah,
never have trusted it.
Well, now light rail's taken on a whole different level with, some of the accidents and way people are distracted when they're driving, and
So I have to see this video, because
I
don't understand how somebody can be on or near train tracks, hear the train coming, hear the bells with the the alarms going off. I don't know if the arm is down or not. How do you
That's the thing.
Hear that.
And you'll see it on the Power Trip page along with these other things I'll play for you. But it's hard to see because it's from the officer's cam, and he's running, a-holes and elbows to try to get to this guy. I don't know if the guy's got headphones on or something and he's staying on the tracks. That's what I figure it is, probably.
Had to be.
He's got headphones on and he's staying on the tracks. But he's not at a crossroads. Like he's...
In the woods.
It's in the woods.
Like Stand By Me. He's just walking down the tracks. Screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
And again, maybe he's got headphones on. But even if he doesn't, that guy doesn't... Maybe the guy's deaf. Maybe the guy had mental problems. Maybe he's lost, confused, drunk. Like... You have no idea why the guy is standing on the tracks and not moving. Because, Ben, to your point, sure, if one of us is awake, sober, feeling good, we would hear all of those things. We would be looking both ways. I would hope we're not dumb enough just to walk down tracks and never look behind us.
Yeah.
So there must have been something else going on not let that guy know.
You've all walked on train tracks before, right? I mean, that's...
Growing up, it was...
But I'm saying it's a very clearly you're on... railroad ties and train tracks.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just on flat ground and all of a sudden now I'm walking on railroad ties. You should notice that.
And you think that's hard to understand. Wait till you see and hear the news story I'm about to play straight out of Wisconsin.
Oh boy.
The guy explains it, but you got to see the video on the Power Trip page. I can't believe this guy should be shot. Listen to this.
Surveillance video shows mother Corey Richardson leaving the New Berlin Walmart on Greenfield Avenue Friday. As she headed to her car with her baby boy and her 9-year-old daughter, another shopper put his empty cart behind her car.
And I yelled to him, can you please put your cart away? And he said, no, there's people that they pay to do that. So I was like, well, just don't leave it behind my car, please. And he literally just came charging right at me, full force.
Richardson says he brutally attacked her.
And he threw me to the ground, was throwing punches and kicks. He let me up. At that point, I realized he had my keys. So I asked him for my keys back and came at him.
Police arrested 60-year-old John Ingebas of Wauwatosa.
And then he attacked me again, but this time grabbing my hair and threw me to the ground and kind of dragged me. So I'm kind of scraped up on the side.
Remember, Richardson's 8-week-old son, Oliver, is still in the carrier on that shopping cart.
And he went and pushed it farther into the parking lot.
Other shoppers came to help her.
Someone, what did
the address of your immersion. Yes, there's a guy that said, was hitting a lady?
One of the witnesses stood behind his car to try and get him to stop so he couldn't leave. He then hit her with his car.
How are you dealing with this emotionally?
I've been a wreck. I'm not going to lie. I've teared up quite a few times just thinking about it. I'm just really grateful that my kids are okay.
I can't believe it.
Oh, and whatever you're picturing in your head, it's worse.
It's worse.
Yeah.
When you see it, it's terrible.
Put that guy down.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So they caught him, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, the lady stands behind his car, he can't leave. And he's running into her. He's, backing into her.
That's honestly a terrible strategy.
That's not a good idea.
That's not going to stop a guy like this from leaving. He doesn't care about the first gal leaving, so why would he care about his own car?
He runs over and punches her, and then he pulls her to the ground and grabs her by the hair. You can't believe it. This is just a normal,
random
person in a Wisconsin parking lot.
Again, does this guy have mental problems? Was he drunk? Is he having his Michael Douglas falling down a moment? Like, what happened to this guy that day?
That moment.
Unless he's just an awful human being in that case, then yes, let's put him down.
Do I understand it right? He then takes the cart that has the baby carrier with the baby in it and pushes it into traffic?
The cart is rolling towards him, and he, with his left hand, gives it a little more of a shove, so it starts to push away.
Away from the mom.
Yeah, and the mom gets up off the ground and chases it down and runs it down.
Again, can you imagine?
No.
If you see, Ben, like, let's say it's you, and you see some dude beating the hell out of your wife and then pushing your 8-week-old in a cart just into the middle of the parking lot, how do you not beat that guy's face to a pulp?
He might be dead.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not lying. That's not hyperbole. Yeah. He might be dead.
I mean, how do you, because you can't just calmly go, sir.
Yeah, excuse me, stop that.
Please, stop doing that.
What are you doing?
Right.
And you don't even ask questions at that point.
No, and he's in the mood to fight back, so you guys are going to get into a knockdown, drag-out fight. Mm. One man leaves, but two men enter, one man leaves. I like your chances, Ben. Some drunken 60-year-old Scotty.
Yeah.
I'm betting on Ben.
And now we get a little happier. Let's have a little more fun instead. A lot of creative ways to yank a kid's tooth out of their face whenever they got one wiggling. And well, Big Brother, who, by the way, if you watch the video on the Power Trip page, is wearing a t-shirt as a cape, so he's obviously a superhero. Uses his Nerf gun to pull his little sister's tooth out, and it works like a charm. It's so cute, guys.
3, 2, 1.
Oh! Here
they go.
Oh, it came out.
I found it. Yes!
She's so happy.
Oh, there it is. Good job, giving me. Good job, Bella.
It worked.
Wow.
So good job, kiddo.
Like torture.
What parent let that happen?
Little Billy's. To hook up a tooth with a Nerf gun. That's insane.
All right. Let's, like the little mint ice cream they give you to kind of get the bad taste out of your mouth sometimes.
Like
let's
do that, cleanser.
Shall we? Thank you, palate cleanser. Thank you. Let's play a game, shall we?
Yeah. Can we kiss?
Yeah, we'll play that game after this.
Okay. No one wants to kiss.
We're going
to
play a Jeopardy music quiz game. And we're going to, before Rosie answers, we're, as a group here, going to determine whether or not he knows the answer. Shall we?
We shall.
1997, the 1997 version of this Elton John song.
These are songs that went to number one.
He's going
to
know.
Songs that went to number one.
Everybody should know this answer. All of us were alive and should know exactly what this is.
Is this from yesterday's show?
Let me play it again.
1997, the 1997 version of this Elton John song.
That's the key, right? Okay. The 97 version.
Yeah. Right.
There's a reason.
Okay.
In 1997, that this version was released.
All right.
So you think he knows? Obviously, you're very confident. I don't think he does.
Well, it sounds like he doesn't now, but I can't believe this isn't.
Yeah.
Across the board, it's arguably his biggest hit.
Okay, I'm okay. I'm good with this.
Do you know what it is?
You know,
Rocket Man.
No.
It's from when
Ben. Do you know what it is?
It's news related. That's why.
Oh, the Princess Di.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ron. What's Candle in the Wind?
Candle in the Wind.
That's right.
He only sang that once. Never would have got that.
And the only song that's even remotely sadder than that, in fact, it's 5,000 times sadder, is 5,000 Candles in the Wind by Mouse Rat.
That's a heave cry.
Question two.
1995. His You Are Not Alone.
Come on, Mark. You can do this.
Come on, Mark.
I have faith in you.
You too?
You want me to? Yeah. Higher pitch, Chris.
I'm really bad at remembering names of songs. Yeah. I know the. Yeah.
Ben, do you know?
I know the song. I don't know the artist.
What if I. Well, what? I'll give you a hint. What if I.
Oh, careful.
God, I actually was going to say
I know,
it too.
Michael
I
know Jackson. You were. No.
That's right. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Yes.
When you said the hot, yes. Yes.
You had that look on your face that was going to get you fired. Here we go.
I was going to say it.
1998. There. I don't want to miss a thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great song.
Yeah, great point, Hogsley.
Ben and I are looking at
no idea. No kidding.
No idea.
I could close my eyes just to hear you dream.
That's right. Great point. We should play that.
Yeah. I think you're right.
2005, this country beauty's Inside Your Heaven.
What?
I'm the only one that knows this.
Like Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, boom! Oh, my God! Oh,
you're not. It was Carrie Underwood.
That's it.
All right. What was that, 800?
Yeah. Holy crap!
I thought I would have guessed Faith Hill. I had no idea.
Oh, Roland.
I would have guessed Tim McGraw.
2014, Her, Shake It Off.
Oh, come on. How is that? That's the $2,000
really?
Question?
Yeah.
It's Britney,
how
right?
old are these people? Yeah, it's T-Swift.
Oh, T-Swift. Yeah, oh, my God. I'm at right. T-Swift.
It is T-Swift.
Yeah, Shake It Off, of course.
How is that the most expensive one?
That's the easiest.
I thought it was the easiest of the five.
No.
Yeah, no.
I think the Aerosmith was the hardest.
Yeah, great point. You should play that song. Yeah.
That song sucks.
A great song.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah, but the title
song.
Of the song, I didn't know.
I don't want to close my eyes. Don't fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm not an Aerosmith fan.
Aerosmith has some just bangers.
Dream On kicks ass. Walk His Way kicks ass.
Living on the Edge?
I'm not a big Living on the Edge guy. Eat the Rich.
Hey, Hosh, did you hear this news? Jane Fonda says there's a 9 to 5 sequel.
I did hear about that.
What? Really?
Yeah, they're doing a sequel.
With Dolly and Leah Tomlin.
Lily Hamilton Tomlin.
She changed her name since the.
My God!
Short circuit.
Thank God, like the show's in.
He's like the Tin Man. He hadn't talked in so long, so then when he did, he wasn't oiled up.
Yeah. You should play 9 to 5.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
What I'm about to say sounds ridiculous, Mark, since we're talking films, and 9 to 5 with Lily Hamilton Tomlin.
Great point.
What I'm about to say is apparently real, and I cannot believe it, because this sounds like the opposite, Ben, of the literal worst or best idea ever, the button that I debuted earlier, this bit.
Ben, that is literally the greatest idea in human history.
This is the opposite. Ryan Reynolds is producing an R-rated riff on Home Alone called Stoned Alone.
That's so stupid.
Okay. It gets worse.
Let's stop it right now.
It's about a guy who misses the flight to his holiday ski trip, so he goes home and he gets high. Then he gets paranoid that people are breaking into his home, and it's not just the weed talking. Robbers have really broken into his house, and now he has to take them out. No word if he's going to appear in the movie. What is he doing?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's probably will. It's on Pineapple Express.
Well, we know Tommy will.
Yeah, Tommy will.
If he cast Ronaldo,
I will keep my clothes on to watch it. Tommy will have his clothes
on. Of course you will.
And his adult diapers.
A diaper on. He'll have a diaper.
By the way, speaking of films, the new Mission Impossible you guys talk about, it's literally getting like 100% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Should we go see it?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm in.
All right. Sweet. It is.
Want to hang out with
I'm after how many they've made? You think okay,
six,
how
about five or so, six?
This maybe? It said it's a classic.
I
You've
believe it's
got
six.
To go see this movie.
98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, that's incredible.
125 positive, 3 negative.
Yeah,
go see it.
Jeez,
that's this weekend. Hmm. And since it's going to be 60 degrees today, it's a good day to go watch a movie.
Mark, you're an American treasure.
Thank you, sir.
I will see you next week. Ben, we'll see you next week as well.
Not on Monday.
God damn.
No, you're right. Yes, I leave problem? After the show on Monday. Yes.
Where are you going?
Yeah,
I know where you're going.
What?
L.A.
I don't know. Yeah.
You can come. You want to come?
I'm so depressed.
Initials tomorrow. We're going to give away a trip for two to London, and you do have one more chance to qualify tomorrow morning. So tune in tomorrow morning to be that fourth qualifier, and then tomorrow one of you is going to win a trip for two to London. Power Trip's back 5:30 until 9 tomorrow. See you then.
To a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.